Blog Talk Radio.
Bud Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all are the reason why I do this shit. That being said, I spazzed on y'all. Because a billion motherfucker want to see you fall. You know what, man? In the first Grudge Inc. magazine, I printed, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. With that being said, I brought that belt back. Sweet on Alabama. Also, I would like to say, when Dave Floyd had that belt, no one would challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant, to whom I would still oblige him by pissing on his motherfucking motor any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
DJ Grant, Bud Naked, your mics are open.
What's happening?
Which no good, DJ. Butt Naked, I'm looking for him right now.
Oh, Butt Naked intro. He showed what I tell you. He got that belt. That belt, boy, that belt was some liquid courage, ain't it?
You ain't right.
He is my co-host. He's that great. So I piss on this motherfucking motor. Get at the boy. Yeah,
Lee,
boy, that's
really
hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting bases. Hey, it's getting bases out there,
man. Don't you play? Get at me, boy. Sound like old Redneck. Get at me, boy. Good evening,
take
everybody. What's happening? Huh?
No, go ahead.
Do you find Nick and Mike?
No, give me, go ahead. Go ahead and start the show, and I'm gonna go ahead and start checking out who's on you. Get your mics open for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate everybody coming to welcome everybody to Keep It Real Tuesday, Weak Bitch Tuesday, Get Down, Put Up or Shut Up Tuesday, and most importantly, I think I might have already said it, but I said Keep It Real Tuesday. Yeah, ain't much going on right now, but everybody talking about what they plan to do in 14. Like I said, it's good luck to everybody, because we all going to need it, because the competition is heating up. The competition is fierce. The competition is, woo-hoo, going to be something else this year.
What's going on, DJ?
Kid.
What's happening, man?
Kid Rock. What's no good, kid?
Yes, indeed. What's going on, man?
I'm trying to make it, brother. Trying to make it. Thanking the Lord for another day, brother.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are absolutely
I don't know
right.
I know y'all might be cold, but boy, it's been that wind out here been just kicking my butt today. I just leaving the auction, and I tell you, I'm about froze to death.
Oh, man.
Woo! Y'all probably think this damn summertime, y'all down here.
Shit, I'm telling you. Shit, we used to that kind of shit up here, DJ.
I don't know. I think y'all still think we're cold, y'all. Good question. Woo!
Yes, indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what's no good, kid?
Shit, nothing much, DJ. Just sitting back, chilling, trying to get these funds and stuff together for these days off, ready for Hattiesburg, man. You know, that's probably going to be the first trip.
I see. I was looking at Atomic Dog. I got to give props to Atomic Dog. Always has sends out his email for the show. You know, he had I think his topic tonight was what's the definition of a true grudge racer. And I thought about that. I said, you know, I've never really, you know, we always freestyle. This, you know, that's another, this Freestyle Tuesday, you know, we always freestyle it over here. We don't really.
That's me. I'm the true definition of a grudge racer.
Oh, Lord. Look at that. Never scared. Now, I will agree. That is somewhat a true definition because he definitely has the character.
What's up, DJ? You all right?
What's happening, brother? I'm just trying to defrost, but I'm all right.
Yeah. What up, kid?
What's going on, man?
Just chilling.
So is it safe to say, Never Scared, that anybody with a nitro small block stock suspension on 28, they don't notice?
That's right. Not only that, anybody on 28 not named DJ Grant is on notice.
You said anybody on 28 what now?
Anybody on 28 not named DJ Grant ass is on notice.
Okay, so I'm excluded.
You in live action.
In other words, you got to pass by the grace of God.
Okay. I know that's right. Well, all I can say is that's what, I mean, I'm going to say what my definition I think of a true grudge racer, and I'll give some people I feel that, I'm not going to say some people I feel are true grudge racer, because then somebody say I didn't say them or I didn't say this, because you know everybody got, well, some got their little ways, and the thing is what I may think and other people may think different. So I'm just gonna give what I think the true definition of a grudge racer is.
Mm-hmm.
I think a true grudge racer, when it comes to racing, it's got to be an individual that walk it like they talk it.
Correct.
Don't talk no shit if you're not going to go.
Exactly.
It's hard for me personally, if I'm there and I got oil pressure, I'm liable to do damn near anything. I mean, I have people, my crew trying to stop me and say, no, is you crazy? Why are you going to do that? Man, fuck it. Anything happens, shit, let go. You know, that's how I feel a lot of times. You know, but you do have to be smart, you know, and I plan to be a little smarter. Well, I know I'm going to be a lot smarter, you know, this.
I think his phone froze like it chose is, kid.
That's what I'm wondering. DJ Grant, and you said cold weather down in Alabama.
Yeah. See, you know what's funny, kids? Hey, I'm from up here, and I ain't that damn, this shit cold. I can't even say I'm used to this shit. I never get used to this shit. I can deal with it, but I ain't used to this shit.
Right. You never want to get used to it, but you have to deal with it. You know what it takes to get by.
Man, my dumb ass took the garbage out today with short house and all. I damn it didn't make it back in the house.
Man, could you imagine if you could have got locked out? Shit, you'd have been up shit creek.
Hey, because you know my dad, and that's the white neighbors, they were going to let my black ass be knocking at the door with the damn short house and all.
Oh, yeah. They'd have definitely called the police on you.
We was 2 degrees today. What y'all looking like over there?
Shit, it was about maybe, I think I was around about maybe about 8.
Okay.
Maybe about 8, yeah.
We got some females playing with our board again. I told y'all we got some, it's Weak Bitch Tuesday, so one of them weak bitches, they got the code, I got our code, hanging me up.
Oh man, that's gross.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah. Don't see what they just little girls. They can't, everybody walking around with blue jeans on, but they got panties on up under their blue jeans. You know, everybody else down their boxers and briefs, they got those goddamn panties. They got them thongs.
Yeah, that's you right about that. They false flagging.
Yeah.
They got on something to Jordan.
they hung you up, DJ?
Yeah, man. They do
it.
You
know how they do it.
They've been doing it quite often. You know.
Oh, okay, they scattered the stunner. They scattered the stunner.
I have no idea what it is. They don't want to hear me talk. They don't want me to talk. It don't take a mad scientist to figure out who's doing it though. But you know, I ain't gonna expose the bitches right now.
What's happening? Who is that?
Heavy gang.
What's up, heavy gang? What's going on, baby?
Just chilling.
I got a little something brewing. That's all. A little something brewing. Yeah,
uh-oh.
DJ. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's coming back over to the dark side.
I'm going to do a little something brewing, baby.
Hey. I can hear it in your voice. It sounds like something juicy.
Yeah.
Now you got something brewing. And Jimbo, on his way back out, do I see something happening here?
We might do a little something, man. I don't know, man. Depends on how I feel when I get out the bed in the morning.
One thing about it, all you gonna do is make the game better. I mean, like I said, we got people like Biz, we got people like Wayne Never Scared. I mean, people that when they go to the tracks with their cars and they race. They trying to go. They not looking for excuses not to go. You know, that's the definition of a true grudge race. I mean, you gonna take your L, the only way you ain't doing nothing is you ain't racing.
You gotta get up there, man.
You gotta get up there. Anything can happen. But the thing is, you bring in action.
Why go if you ain't gonna race shit?
I mean, a lot of times, you know, in the past, I know I won't have that problem this time, I don't think, but in the past, a lot of times, I would go to track and couldn't get a race.
Yeah, they want you in the worst way.
I don't think I'm gonna have that problem at all. This time.
DJ, they want you bad. They want you bad, man.
Get everybody with the damn video.
I'm going to serve myself up on a platter. Yeah, I is. One thing about it, if you're in the house and I'm there, y'all know who bagging up. But the thing is, I don't think nobody gonna bag up. So all I can say, if I'm in the house and whoever else wants some of me in the house that really wants them, y'all will see some action. I don't know no reverse. When they build my transmission, I tell them build it with no reverse because I don't know how to bag up.
Hey DJ, they got like five guys from the Chicago, Indiana area. They can't wait. They can't wait to get a piece of old DJ Grant. Hey, y'all could do a shootout, and you could be on one side, and the other five or six could be on. You could just take your turn.
Hey, whatever. I said I was gonna just cut the head off, and the I ain't gotta worry about nobody. The tail gonna go in the bushes.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, you know how they said in that movie Colors, you know, just walk down the hill. Just walk down. Don't run. Just walk. And take one cow at a time.
Yeah, look, I got a text. It said, lock your scary ass in. from the scariest motherfucker in the goddamn South. Don't call me scared. No, he don't want. You ever had a chili that don't know what team to cheer for? That's I ain't gonna see. I would say your name. I ain't gonna say your name, chump. But yeah, when I come out, y'all weak motherfuckers got the back tie, bitch. Now, so you send me that, you send me that text. Y'all got the motherfucking back tie, and I bet you don't accept that.
What's happening, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing all right, kid. My wife just got back from Chicago today. She said it was about 0 degrees up there.
Yeah, I bet she ran. I bet she hurried up and got the hell out of town. I don't blame her.
Hey, kid, it was kind of chilly down here in Georgia, but I didn't even have a coat on today. That's how chilly it was.
I heard that. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
Yeah, them boys over there in Indiana, they catching hell because of all that lake effect snow was hitting them over there.
I have another line.
Yeah.
Over there around Leon now.
Yeah, man. I don't miss that nonsense.
I heard that.
But I'm gonna get a good dose of it every other year just to get me, you know, to smack me back in reality, you know.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Well, I'm finna put my own little advertisement. Big sale at Grand Automotive. I bought 22 cars tonight.
Damn.
Woo. I call every Friday. Let's make a deal Friday. But now I'm calling every day. Let's make a deal every goddamn day. So anything you want from a Geo to a Bentley, I got you covered.
Dooley I truck, hear you,
I got
DJ.
I got a couple of Dooley trucks. I bought somebody want an EXT, Cadillac EXT. I stole one tonight. I can put you in one super right.
You buying any race cars?
I ain't buying no race cars. I ain't had none of them running through the line.
Damn, Leon, I knew you one.
Oh, man.
God damn. You is just not going to let up an old Leaky now. I don't know. You and Leaky got some, y'all got some history, obviously.
That's my buddy Leah. I'm just going to be hard on until we engage.
I know it. I think Lee going to get on your ass, though. Whenever y'all do meet, I think he's going to get on your ass. I know he probably went to bed last night, so I'm going to get that motherfucker, y'all.
What's your first race, Wayne? What's your first race?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. I don't know, Ben. Yeah, it might be my race. Might be May 3rd, but I'll probably be out before then. I didn't take my car apart, so all I got to do is go put some gas in that motherfucker and a couple other things. Set the rockers, I started that motherfucker right back up.
You got antifreeze in your car?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you don't need no antifreeze in this car. Is you going to Hattiesburg, sucker?
What's happening, Leon?
Is you going, Leon? Hey, Wayne, is you going to Hattiesburg, Wayne?
Are you going?
Hey, I told you what your boss told you last night. When you get ready to go to Hattiesburg, let me know.
I told you, Wayne.
He ain't gonna let you go, he's not gonna let up on you, buddy. Leon, no damn well I ain't going if he's gonna be there. You better not go, I'm gonna be there. Wherever you go, Wayne, and I find out about it, I'm gonna be right there on your ass, boy. I'm gonna make sure you, I'm gonna teach you something. I ain't gonna show you nothing. I don't believe you, Leon. Now, you going to be there?
If you get caught at Mike Hill Race and get caught in Hattiesburg, I'm going to ship your ass back to Detroit in an open trailer. I want to give you a good old-fashioned word, you ass. Hey, why don't you come to me and give him this?
What kind of whoop are you going to give him?
A grudging ass whoop. I want this ass woman to be sanctioned by Grizz Heat.
Hey, look.
Hey, when I get down, I'm going home the night before I lay down. I'm going to pray to God. I hope I ain't go to Mike Hill, raise Hattiesburg, anywhere past in Mississippi.
You say you about to go home and lay on your stomach and pray.
Yeah, that was you feel like. Hey, DJ.
What kind of Muslim is you?
If Wayne going to Mike Hill race or anywhere south for these races come up, I guarantee you he's gonna have a better attitude. I guarantee you that.
What day is Mike Hill race in April?
Mike Hill got one.
I know before he gets there.
Which one?
The one in April.
Which one?
Got you for shit going on in March. I ain't gonna make that. I'll be there, but I ain't gonna be there with my car.
Y'all got a race in Milan May 3rd. May 3rd.
And then got one in Montgomery May 18th.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hey, Beans, I ain't trying to wait that long. Wayne, though, you got a couple races coming up. You got down in Hattiesburg. You got Gadget Race coming up. You got Hattiesburg coming up.
You got March the 15th. No, yeah. They said that's the Grudge Inc. race. The first Grudge Inc. race is March the 15th. No, is it March
15th? No problem way in Louisiana.
Yeah, March. They said that's a hell of a track, too.
March 15th, Louisiana.
Bella Rose, baby, Bella Rose.
I tell you what, Leon, we gonna do a one-on-one race. Now, we already locked in.
I know we locked in.
All right. So anytime me and you on the property, we locked in for that race we're talking about.
We got the thing on now.
Hey, hold on one sec.
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
I got somebody watching that. As soon as somebody say what track he's going to, you know I'm going.
You got eyes on you. Wayne, they got eyes on you, brother. They got eyes on you. They saying you
Leon,
ain't
safe. Leon, you going to put a GPS on
him? Hey, Leon. We ain't just here now, so-and-so. I'm going to tiptoe on that motherfucker. Right after he pull in, when he rolls his door, I said, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I go. Oh, Boost 12 going to light his pants on fire for him, though.
I like Wayne over Boost 12.
Yeah. Hey, you know the difference between Boots 12 and Wayne? They got that Boots 12 going to go.
So Wayne ain't going to go.
Wayne going to have to shake down and bullshit around first and all that old shit. Boots 12 will come right in and then cut that thumb bit loose. I do know that much about him.
Yeah, he'll race now. I'll say that he'll race. He'll race now. That's what I like about that, though. That's what I like about y'all, though. I can't say that. Y'all race. Y'all get down.
We come to school here again. We get tore up here.
You what now?
Well, then we get tore up here with all this snow. They just opened 94 back here.
Yeah. Ain't nobody doing it. It's just too cold, really, right? Ain't nothing really, really happening just yet, man. It's too cold. Go really everywhere.
Hey, DJ, I'll take the cold, but I'm tired of this snow.
Yeah. I could imagine. Well, I can't imagine. Don't want to imagine. It's cold out here. Y'all got cold and snow.
No. Cold and snow.
Y'all had it. Well, I'm going to ask you, Licky. I'm going to ask you, Leon. What's your definition of a true grudge race?
Hey, say that again.
What's your definition of a true grudge race?
The definition of a true grudge race is your races. If you're going to lock in a race, go do your race. And jump on. See, the two brothers racing for me is we go to check a whoop on a motherfucker and turn around and go back and draw somebody else. Run back around and draw the next man until they get tired and don't want to race. And laugh and grin and shake hands with everybody.
All right. Kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I got your definition.
Well,
your definition of
like they're saying, man, a guy that goes to the racetrack, he engages, win or lose, and have fun. That's a true grudge race. You know, because you can't win them all, and you're not going to lose them all.
You ain't going to make no excuse. I mean, my thing is, a lot of times, you know, ain't nothing wrong with saying you don't want them problems.
But you don't
need to sound like a broken record all the time saying you don't want them problems.
Right.
You know, it ain't nothing wrong with just saying, you know, I say that first. There ain't nothing wrong with somebody saying, look, I don't want them problems.
Right.
But say that instead. Don't keep talking to them like you're going to do something.
Don't go around.
But you really don't want them problems.
Right. Don't go around looking for Jesus in a jug like you're going to get a freebie every time you're trying to race because it's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne, you hear that? Don't keep on saying it. Don't do it in the races for something. I had to get that in.
Biz, weigh in.
Yep. Yo,
weigh in. What's your definition of a true grudge racer?
A true grudge racer, basically, is self-explanatory. To me, is a person that's big. That's, you know. Let me throw a little flip in there. A true grudge racer is a racer that stay true to grudge. Cause you got some so-called grudge racers that like to get in class races, show times, and all that. They just a drive.
They style in the fence.
You got a lot of background. All right. Yeah, they just a hell of a drive. They just like to drive. A true grudge racer. It's a sin. It's egregious if you turn on a clock.
I agree.
Actually, really, a true grudge racer don't even like to go to class races.
Oh.
That's one reason, I'm going to be honest with you, that's one reason I don't go to SGMV two times a year. I just don't like that style of racing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just don't. You know?
I've gone. I like to go and test. I like to go and, you know, a lot of times you can talk to some people that you got a lot of knowledge that's in the house.
Yes, you can learn a lot. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I go.
Yeah,
but it gets kind of rhetorical just sitting there watching a lot of that stuff sometimes, you know.
Yeah. To me, I get the joy of not only did I like the racing part of it, but I like the trash talking part of it. That's why I can relate to that boy for the Seahawks, Richard Sherman. He's a grudge racer at heart and don't even know it. You know. That's a skin right there. That's a Willie Dog right there. That's a Tony Wright right there. He got the money. All he needs is a race car or a race team. You know, that's why I can relate with that guy, man. You know, because it's our culture to brag and get in people's head. People don't understand. You know, sometimes 40 or 50% of grudge racing is getting in the other driver's head. If you get in his head, I almost have to race one.
Allow to make him do something crazy. I mean, have you ever watched Tony Bynum, the Cowboy them? Before I was watching one little clip, Cowboys and Lyric, go red light. Lyric, go red light. 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 Red light. Go red light. Lyric, go red light. I swear he said it 100 times, man. And damn, Ralph, I think he might have even went red.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you a true story. I seen drag drive a lot. I had never seen drag red light. Man, the first time they came up, him, Three Lug, and the other best boy was in our backyard. And Cowboy was trying to bet drag $1,000, $500, $1,500, that drag red light. I said, man, drag wouldn't take the bet or whatever. This, that. It kept talking. Man, the next damn day when they raced, drag red light. I could not freaking believe that. The man, I ain't never seen that man. He always cut a good tree. I ain't never seen that man red light. Man, Cowboy got, and I'm not, and I don't know if Cowboy got his head or whatever, but man, the man was trying to bet him $1,500 that he red light. Drag said, man, I'm not about to play no games. Put it in the pot. Man, listen, man. That's when Three Lug cop, and that was going to be a good damn race.
It sure was. It was going to be a hell of a race.
That was going to, and it was quarter race. Mile. And even though drag red lit, 7-Up got kind of swirly on the big end. He had to get in and out of gas.
It was going to be a hell of a race. It was going to be a good damn race.
Only thing, you know what happened, Biz? The big fella got over-anxious. He wants to whoop him so bad.
That's what happened.
That's what Biz is saying. He got it in, you know. I mean, I can't say that he did. You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, that's what it seems like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not gonna go on record and say that's what happened. But some would think that's probably that might have been a contributing factor.
Good evening. Good evening. Let me up in here. Y'all let me up in this thing, man.
That's the bread man.
Let me up in here. That's right.
That sounds like the bread man.
That's right. Let me up in here. I keyed in because I want to answer. I want to answer that question.
The floor is yours, Brett.
I think the question I wanted to answer is Biz going to run anybody this year? Wasn't that the first question?
Oh, no.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you this. You better take that bet. You better, if I got to foot race somebody, you better take that bet.
Biz. Since you always, this is for you. I ain't trying to knock you in the head. I just want you to have an open mind when I ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hypothetically speaking, you standing in front of a queen, and I'm talking about a queen, and you're a single man. You was a single man. Put your mindset. Everybody go with me here. You're a single man, and are you going to lock in on a grudge race, or do you want to go class racing so you can go round after round? Which one you going to want to do?
If I'm standing in front of a queen, I'm going to stick my tongue down her throat. But
I understand that. But you only going to do that one time for the 1,000, or do you want to do that round after round? Which one you want to do?
Oh, just that one time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's a true grudge racer then. That's a true grudge racer. It is what it is. But to answer your question, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
My opinion of a true grudge racer is one that if he spend $50,000 to $80,000 on a car, he make that car. I'm gonna go Chicago style on there. That car can do anything that it needs to do to make some of that money back. That's what a true grudge race is to me, in my opinion.
Even cutting on that scoreboard.
What y'all don't understand? Y'all keep throwing that class out. What y'all don't understand is, the average grudge racer really like to see his car run on the edge. The average class racer make his car run what they want them to see. See, this is what you don't understand about class racing. Half of them cars out there will outrun a grudge car. When you look at them cars on a throttle stop, they're not showing you all they can do. They're going out there to run a particular class, dog. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. You know what I mean? Half of them cars will open up that throttle all the way out and blister some of these grudge cars.
Only if we had, if the grudge racer had the sponsors and the money behind it, like most class racers do, it wouldn't even be an even playing field, because I believe a grudge racer would get in a, if they had to step into our arena, because we got too much game. We got too much. The only thing they know how to do is burn out, light, go. Burn out, light, go. They don't know burn out, sit there, burn that man down, double bub that man. All the trickery that we do, if they couldn't step in our arena.
Well, I feel what you're saying, but see, that you just summed up why, you know what I mean, some of us like the competitiveness of knowing that you beat a joker head up with the best he got and the best you got. And that's really what class racing is. You beating a man with no trickery. Grudge racing is, if you win, you really don't know if you're the best when you turn that light on. All you know is you got a payday. You don't know if you're the best car. If you go out there and I give you the back tie, does that show that you're the best car that day, or does that show you that you just got a better stiff than I did? I'm listening.
A better stiff?
I'm going to wait on this. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Better stiff. You got to check that day.
Yeah, better stiff.
Okay. Well, see, some people like myself, I like to come to the track, and when I beat a joker down, I like to go home knowing I was the best at the track that day, and I didn't get right.
I feel you on that, Brent. I feel you on that. I mean, go ahead.
How y'all doing today?
Good. Keep it up.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, man. When the last time he beat somebody down?
Well, you know what? When the last time you beat somebody down?
November. I think it was November the 11th.
Yeah, November the 11th this year? Yeah, November the 11th this year?
2013.
I'm talking about this year, brother. Don't bring last year into this right here. This is a whole new year. Don't come on this phone acting like when I done did something, like I don't have a resume of kicking butt. Come on in and talk about this year. We talking about this year only.
Well, check this out, Brad Man. I got a question. Do you get more joy out of beating somebody to the strike, or do you get more joy out of winning the race and winning the pot? Do you get a joy out of whooping somebody, beating them, or winning money? Which one gets your rocks off?
Well, I like it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I like the enjoyment of knowing that if I want to go grudge with my car, then I can come into that arena and know the game, know the stiff, know all of it, and use my car to my advantage. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
but it sounds like it sounds like you enjoy turning on the clock. So which one? Okay,
how do you get that from I use my car to the best of my advantage? How do you get turning on a clock from that right there?
Because that's what a class race does.
And I'm trying to answer the question, but you want to lead me into a certain way. Don't do that now. Don't do that. What I'm trying to explain to you is.
Let everybody talk. One at a time. Don't butt in on nobody else.
Go ahead.
I asked you a question. You never answered it. I answered your question.
Well, sir, the last time I've been sitting out for 2 years, sir.
Stick to commentating then. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, sir.
Damn,
okay. I tell you what, sir. How long you been racing, sir?
I lost count, Brad, man.
I just asked you a question. You said I answered your question. How many years have you been racing, sir? How many years have you been racing? Real talk.
How many years have you been racing?
You're
a very intelligent man, Breadman. I said I lost count.
Sir, you lost count. When you learn how to get hooked on phonics and then get on here and tell me to shut up, sir.
Tell that cat to lay on his stomach, man.
Yeah.
Bread man,
what you do,
one
sir.
Time for your motherfucking mind, I'll whoop your motherfucking ass.
All right. Hey, lock
I'm
that lie
in. Your mouth, young man.
Lock that lie in. This man get on here talking about what he done lost count doing. You don't even know how many years you've been racing, but you want to get on here and tell
me
to sit down.
That mean I've been racing
on
so
your
long.
Stomach, man.
I've been racing so long, Bread man, I've lost count.
Okay.
When I
started,
man, he can't count.
That's reason he can't count. Exactly. Well, hey, I guarantee you this right here. When my comp come out this year, you will be one of the first I look for.
I gotta wait another two years, Brad, man.
Well, now, hey, it is what it is. I'm gonna say this again. I'm an owner-operator. I don't just talk about racing. I drive my own car. Which one are you? Are you the one that sit behind the car and let somebody else drive, or do you talk your walk and walk it at the same time? Which one are you?
Brad, man, you racing me or the car?
I'm asking you a question, sir. Answer the question, sir.
I just asked you a question.
Brad, man, he can't answer the question because he don't know.
Okay. Brad, sir,
man.
Let me tell you Brad, something.
Man.
When you can get on here and talk bad, this is the type of person Breadman is. If you want to talk smack to me, be able to get in there and back it up yourself. Don't send somebody else to slap me. You do it yourself. Thank you very much. Go back to Biz. What you said, this man has got on here like he's some bad bath, and he got to have somebody else to do his homework for him.
Well, Breadman, I got to be totally honest, 100. I'm in that same damn boat. I ain't getting behind no damn wheel no more. I tried it. I'm a jackass. I can't drive, so therefore.
You finally figured it out.
Yes, sir. I cannot drive. Yes.
I'm going to say this right here. Did you get on here and tell me to sit down or do whatever? No. You know your place. You are an owner. You will let somebody drive your car. But let me tell you something. I don't take nothing from what you tried to do. When you were talking that back, you tried to back it up. Now, you smart. You know what I mean? I may have to be in that position one day, but I ain't finna get on here and tell somebody to shut the F up. No. You don't drive. You keep your mouth shut. I shut it up for you. Get in them lights and I shut it up for you.
I don't want him to lay on his stomach.
I want him to grab his ankles. That's what I want him to do. Grab his ankles.
Red Knight.
I'm here. This man talking to me in a kind of way. You don't know who I am, bro.
Y'all let him go.
I like when he talk to me like that, because that's grudge racing. That's grudge racing. The same one talking junk is the one that ain't going to got doggone drive the car. That's what grudge racing is, trickery.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's grudge racing. I like that. Chemo, you get my number. You get my number, Chemo. A key that don't turn the ignition no more. That's what I look at you, a key that don't turn the ignition no more.
Brad Martin, I'm going to run over the top of your ass, Brad Martin.
You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You
Hey, Carl, you sit.
Oh my goodness. Lord have mercy.
Hey, Stunner. He had to hit that again.
I didn't hit it. I don't know who hit it.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do it.
Okay, let's calm down.
See, give me at least 10 minutes before y'all play that again. God, please.
Oh, boy. Kimo. Hey, Kimo, you all right?
Yeah. Hey, give me 1 second. I'll give it to y'all 1 second.
Alright. Well, I drew a blank. Who running the board?
Kevin,
goddamn. I'm sorry, Kevin. You got any hands up? I wanna go down the
line and ask
some more people.
No, sir. You got everybody on.
Everybody just sitting back. Listen, anybody want to chime in and give their definition of what they feel.
Man, everybody doing a great job in everybody's talk. So let's keep on going.
Huh?
I said everybody doing a great job tonight and letting everybody talk.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Who this?
This baby boy, man, from the west side of Chicago.
What's happening,
Sis, what's baby happening, man?
Boy?
What's up, baby?
What's your definition of a true grudge racer, baby boy?
A true grudge racer?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking Biz. I'm talking to DJ Grudge. Y'all true grudge racers, man.
Well, you know, some might not think we are now. That's what we just asking your definition.
Well, you know, if they want to get in clash races and grudge races, you know, and two different things, man. You got class racers need to be in the NHRA, man. They need to get them a car that they can perform and turn the pre-stage on and the stage light on, and he turn his on, and y'all press the gas and stick them in two and see who the best man wins. Now with grudge racing, it's sort of different now. That's why you got a bigger motor than me, and I know you got a bigger motor than me, and I got a smaller motor, and I think I can win, and you give me a spot, if that's the back tire to cut out, two in the brake, you know what I'm saying? That's grudge racing, so you know, you with defining a class racer, class racers need to basically stay in the class, because that's the reason you got on a grudge racer car, you got N/T. That means no time, no clock. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to see my time.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the class racer side, you want everybody to know what you can run. So that's the trickery with not knowing and not being in the dark of, you know, illusion. You know, magic tricks. Magic. How long they've been performing magic tricks, Stunner?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the whole thing.
All right, who at that daycare? Somebody at that daycare. Who is that? Kevin, who might you just open up? Is that daddy daycare?
Hey, Stunner, who is that dude, Stunner? Who is that? Let me ask you your name, brother. This Bread Man.
Hey, Bread Man, you ain't, Bread Man, look, man, you ain't saying nothing about, no.
Hey, let me, what's your name again, man?
Call me Baby Boy, man, from the west side of Chicago, Bread Man.
What's going on, Baby Boy? How you doing? Happy New Year to you. I just want to ask you a question. And
uh-huh.
It's a very quick question. You said if you had a smaller motor, I had a bigger motor, and you wanted, you know, one of the stiff was,
you know, you get the back tie or whatever will make the race even. Right there to me sounds like bracket racing. You know what I mean? You a faster car, I'm a slower car. We put our nimbles on the window at the end of the track, at the strike, we line up, we're sized up. The race is determined on reaction time. But it's the same thing. Not necessarily,
though, Brad, man. You know, you got a lot of grudge racers. You got a lot of grudge racers now that got bigger motors, and a lot of guys got smaller motors. They're getting in the ring and run a bigger motor head door-to-door now. Don't get it twisted now, Brad. I ain't gonna be none of chemo. you ain't gonna make no mockery out of me.
Hold on, listen. Me and you talking.
I'm just asking
the question.
Baby boy, let me ask you a question. How do you think he made a mockery out of me? See, why you guys got the game fucked up?
I didn't mean no harm, bro. I'm just saying,
how can he make a mockery out of me when I have had at least three races within 1 year? You can't make a mockery out of that.
No, brother, he didn't say that, brother. He wasn't trying to make no mockery out of you, brother.
But we're going to make
a mockery out of chemo, though.
Chemo, right on your stomach.
Hey, one thing about it, Brad, man, you and that Cimarron over there, y'all can't make no mockery out of
you. Hey, Chemo, all I'm going to tell you, Chemo, is, listen, this is real talk, Chemo. You raced in the last year. You've been fortunate enough to do that. Me?
Yes, I've
been in the shop. I've been in the shop, Chemo. Why does that make you better a grudge racer and I'm not? When I've been doing this here, 43 years I've been racing. And because I wanted to improve my car, to better my situation, I'm sitting out, you know what I mean? Why does that make me, you know, I need to go somewhere and sit down because of that? You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes others longer. Why do we have to knock each other when we are trying to do it the right way to come out here and race each other? I ain't knock you, or I ain't saying that, you know what I mean, because you didn't run last year, that, you know, that doesn't make you who you are. You got your name for some reason. You know what I'm saying? So why do we have to look at that? And it don't bother me. I'm not upset by what you were saying. I'm not upset that you prevented to try to put me in check. That's what grudge racing is. I'm not saying that I can't cross the barrier and deal with it, but it's all good, Chemo.
It is. One thing I will step in and say, Brett, man, I know Chemo personally and his character. He don't mean no harm. That's just him.
I'm not mad at him in no way.
I know you're not. All I'm saying is I know it's all what Chemo doing and saying is all for the love of grudge. I know him personally, so I mean, I can assure you, when me and Chemo first, but boy, we butted heads like I don't know what. Woo! Me and him,
I'm all I'm gonna tell you is, when I get oil pressure, I'm not looking to butt heads with Chemo. Yeah. I'm looking to put something in his mouth for real, though. Believe me.
Out of Texas.
Well, y'all, listen, it's been enjoyable, but y'all know at 9 o'clock is my curfew, and I got to go to bed because I done drunk my milk and cookies, and I'm finna roll over. So I enjoyed y'all. But, baby boy, I will get back with you this time next week.
Brad, man, before you get off, man, the party just got started at 9 o'clock. You'll never be able to raise me.
Oh, yes, I will. Oh, hey, Kimo, let me tell you something. A grudge racer race any time of the day or night. And I'm going to just tell you like this right here. If you want to run the bread, man, you come off the trailer about 1 o'clock. I'm not going to be sitting around 9 hours to run you. A grudge, a real grudge racer show up, come off the trailer, take care of business, and put it back on the trailer and go to another track. That's what a real grudge racer do. Now, if you want a class race, Kimo, if you want a class race, then I'll bring my RV and it's close. And we'll drive around all night long and look at everybody else race, and then we'll come off the trailer by 12 o'clock. Whichever one you want to do, Kimo, but I'm just letting you know, a real grudge racer don't have to a specific time when he get to it. Go ahead, Kimo.
One time is out.
You know, Brandman, that I'm a big old freak. I don't come out until night, man.
Well, Kimo, I'm going to just tell you like this here. They call, I find out where you are, and when I come to you, it'll be dark, like 5:45, 6 o'clock when the sun go down. We can get to it.
Yeah, okay, but don't fall asleep, man. I understand senior citizens. I understand senior citizens turn in early. Okay.
Well, all I'm going to say is, Kimo, I don't know if you've ever been in the military, but I probably do more before 9 o'clock than you do all day. Take that and go to sleep with it. Take that and go to sleep with it.
Hey, Brad, man.
Listen. Yeah, go ahead, Kimo. I'm trying to get off the phone, Kimo, but you steady want to just go and go. Kimo, listen. Listen, Kimo, I'm going to let you taste it. I'm going to let you taste it real soon, Kimo. You're really motivated. Listen, I'm going to let you taste this Hogan bun real soon. Remember that. The bread, man. One time. In your mouth.
One time in your mouth.
Brett, man can't play with us. He got to go turn in early, man. Mama do make him go to bed early.
Boy. Y'all great.
Brett, man, off, guys.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't want to miss nobody. That's why I said everybody. I could just call Dane, but I don't want to miss nobody, man. How's everybody?
What's up, Uncle Larry?
How you doing, Uncle Larry?
What's up, Uncle Larry? Larry? Everybody good. Yeah.
You want to chime in, Uncle Larry? Give us your definition of a true grudge race.
I think that a true grudge racer is a person, first of all, that has got to love the game. First of all, that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, they got to be sincere about what they do because I look at grudge racers as being some real stand-up guys. When I say that, I'm saying it to this degree. You don't know what kind of time the other guy run. He don't know what kind of time you run. And in y'all mind, y'all want to challenge. You use an estimation. You don't know because you didn't see it on the clock. But you estimate it, and that's what makes the challenge because of the simple fact that it's a guessing game because don't nobody really actually know how a race is going to turn out, you know. And then the other part about it is because of a person putting when we come to the class races where they put their time on the clock, I think that take the fun out the game because if I see that you put a time, I already know what kind of time I run. I see you put a certain time, then my thing with it is, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to try to go in another direction. So what I like about grudge racing is you don't know my time, I don't know your time, and we're just challenging each other. And I think that it takes a big heart to do that.
And I say I think you're about right, Mr. Larry, man, because you estimating each other's time to make it more competitive. It'll make the bets go up, and you might get your heart broke. You might win you some money. You might win the lottery that day.
That's right.
So, the one thing you said, Larry, is one thing I want to reiterate, and that is the character of a man that's a grudge racer. I mean, that character, you know, the type of person that they are, a person that walk it, you know, like they're talking, and a person that's going, you know, a person that's going to try something. I mean, you get to the point where, well, they say he can do this or whatever. Guess what? He got to show me today he can do that. He going to have to do it. You know, because
right,
a lot of times people times be hearsay.
DJ, you ain't got no hard. You absolutely right. If you ain't got no hard, DJ, you can't play. You can't play in this game. If you ain't got no hard, you got to have that hard, man. If you ain't got that hard, man, you got to have your mind made up. And you know, this is a sport that we're doing. It's nothing personal. You got to have that hard to do what you're doing, because this is what you enjoy doing. You know.
That's it.
Yep.
Gotta
have that hard.
Gotta love.
Yeah, sir. And sometimes look.
Sometimes look. Chris Hughes said he'll take luck anytime.
Yes, sir.
They say sometimes we might have got lucky. He said we'll take luck anytime. I would too.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I love
it. Hey, DJ.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you something real. Now,
uh-huh.
now with that class racing. Or y'all mm-hmm. Somebody had an event and they had a shootout or whatever.
Yes.
Then the number one qualifier got if they got 16 cars in the field, and the number one got to run 16.
Gotcha.
That number one been running good, how consistent, all outdoors all day. And he lined up with that 16 car, fuck around and get away. Then what? You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
with that, what I'm saying is, that's because you got the faster car or the consistent car. That don't mean you got to win all the time, man. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Not in drag racing it doesn't. I saw plenty of times and bet money on cars and stuff like that. Well, I know I had the fastest car. We had the fastest car. We still lost a few or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost a couple of races where I know I was fast. I mean, it was obvious, but you know, it went the other way.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, man. That's you know, with that grudging, man. Like Jim say, a person got to be on top of his game and no tricks of the trade to do that. You know,
you do. You do. I mean, a lot of times, you know, sometimes, you know, you want to know that you're racing, you know, basically like this. Especially with like big money on the line, or you know, you're racing. You want to know that you want to know the type of character of the grudge racer that you're racing too, because you got to know what you're dealing with in any situation. Are you dealing with a joker that's dirty that gonna try to burn you down? You gotta put all that into when it comes to drag racing. That driver got to be on his game, man. People don't realize a lot of pressure be on the driver. Whole lot. Yeah? Yeah? And you
said a mouthful right there, because I saw people get up there with nicest cars and get up there and double bug, or the turbo car get up there. He stays already, and he's trying to get his boost up, and the nicest car creeping in there, waiting for the 7 seconds to get in. He's just waiting and waiting and waiting, and then he finally get in there. Then by the time the turbo car ready to go, man, the turbo car fall on his face, man. Nicest car going down.
I haven't seen it many times. You gotta have skill, especially with a turbo car. You gotta have, I mean, that to me is one of the advantages that a nicer car has over a turbo car in grudge racing. I think it's harder to have a turbo car and be a grudge car.
Or you can get a supercharged car, go in, double bulb, and just sit there until the turbo car.
Yeah, supercharged car is totally different.
Yeah.
Supercharged car works just like a damn nitrous car.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you go in there and double bump and
and the turbo car building booth, and he's just sitting on the on the converter.
Well, I just got a text. My main man CC is on the line. CC, where you at, baby? I got a text say you're on the line. Where you at, CC? Open up CC mic. Kevin, CC on.
DJ.
Yeah.
This Kiki, man.
Kiki, okay. She told me CC. What up, Kiki?
What's what happening? Up with you, man?
My,
what up with
my brother? What's going on, brother?
Man, just listen to the show. I heard you and Kimo talking.
y'all making the trip to Indiana this year with us?
Yeah, we gonna make it. And we trying to get a hold to a lot of 28 inch tie cars too.
I heard y'all got something in the making. Inquiring minds want to know. Is it small block
yeah.
or big block?
Big block.
I had
a talk with Witt about the junior car.
Okay, you done already put Witt on notice.
Yeah, we talk. I told him about the middle of March. Get ready.
It is. It's going down this year, y'all. It's going
yeah.
down. We got a car coming out the woodwork. I know y'all been dealing with y'all's car, Kiki, so it's going to be good.
Well, I got one question, though.
Yes, sir.
I hear you and Kimo talking. What's going to be the deal with y'all, too?
Me and Kimo. Well, it's like this. I mean, you know, it's like the old road racer told me a long time ago. It's all good to be friends and sing kumbaya, but a lot of time when two good cars at the track, I want your ass, boy.
That's what I want to hear.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it ain't no love lost. I mean, if it happened, it happened.
That's
what you call a real racer. Did he say CP or Kiki?
Kiki.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't CP. He was up
with Duck in the Law.
Come up with Duck in the
Law.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, you know what?
Whenever
me and DJ at the track, we got some unfinished business.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Even me and my co-host, me and Buddy, we got the table.
Oh, I already know it's coming between you and Big Nick, and I know that. I know it's coming. that's a race I'm waiting on because it's got to happen.
I mean, the thing is, it just is what it is. I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of times people hear all us talking on the phone, and they say, oh, they all want to be friends and all that and that. I mean, it ain't. But we know everybody want to see it, so hell, we just got to do it. It is what it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right about that.
If you claim you want to be the baddest on 28, you got to raise everybody that's bad on 28. I mean, that's just it is what it is. Both 29
yeah.
and whatever.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't give a fuck if Bread Man. I don't give a hell if Bread Man on 1733. Whatever.
Yeah, and then I heard y'all asking what's the definition of a real grudge racer?
Uh-huh.
I say a real grudge racer is a motherfucker who had the track and got their car there, and it ain't no excuse about getting out.
Yeah,
let me put y'all up on a little bit of game, man. He's not a grudge racer. He's not a class racer. So you got to go with the car. That car is a class racing car. That car there is grudge racing. That Dr. Toon is a class racer. His car is a class car. The way we weld and shit is fucking shit up. That means, okay, if you don't want a class racer, that means Chris Toon can't drive a car.
Yeah, it go by the car. Yeah, you're right. It's associated with the car. It goes by the car.
Yeah, you're right about that, because I'm not going to lie to you. We grudge race with a class race with real power car.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it is what it is, man. I mean, you got a lot of class races that's building grudge cars because, you know,
everybody got interest in grudge racing now. I mean, grudge racing is finna take over, man. I mean, like all the way over.
You can build a car identical to one.
It ain't gonna run exactly.
It's not gonna run exactly the same. You can take a combination and duplicate the combination, but for some odd reason, it does not. It's not gonna run the same time that the other car ran. How many times
do you hear people buying a drivetrain out of this car and putting it in their car and think it's gonna do something, and that jump go all the way back?
Yeah, you're right about that, because I don't have it happen before.
There's a lot more going to this, man. I mean, let me shut up.
You're right.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Gotta be smart. That's the only advice I can give everybody. Gotta be smart.
Hey, DJ.
You gotta dot all your I's and cross all your T's.
You got to be what DJ said again. What you got to be?
You got to be smart. Smart.
What's up, mailman?
Everything. What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. You know what this is, right?
Yes, sir.
You going to give your definition, mailman?
Mailman, Hey, man, I haven't heard from Lawrence in a while. How's he doing?
You haven't heard from who?
Lawrence.
You say, how is he doing?
Yeah, but he's doing good.
Oh, I don't know. He don't live here no more.
Kimo, leave that shit alone, man.
I say, how is he doing? I ain't worried about where he live at. I just say, how he doing? I mean, all jokes aside.
Other words came off, you ain't got it lay on your stomach.
not Bread Man, but tell us. I sure hope you don't be on your motherfucking stomach and then on your back.
Hey, Kimo, I'm going to tell you like this here, boy, you move. You're going to get hurt. That's
man,
all I'm going to tell you, Kimo.
I've been, Bread Man, I mean, Cimarron, I've been moving all year long.
Now, I told you, man, you already disrespected. My name is not Cimarron. I drive a Fleetwood Bone, brother. That's long way from a Cimarron. I ain't shout like you.
Yeah, what? They don't make Kimo? They don't make them no more, and those things are not collector's items.
Well, Kimo, it don't matter either or. I got what I want, Kimo. I got a fleet of them, so it don't matter. I got them. Now what, Kimo?
You got a fleet full of junk. Oh, okay.
Kimo is my junk, Kimo. You just get to the line, Kimo. Let that turbo do something to you. BJ.
Yes, sir.
Donna, take care of that business, man. Take care of that business with him, man. So he can lay out on his stomach.
Hey, man, we need for these damn tracks to open, man.
We got to get some heat first, y'all.
I've been hearing you on this radio, Cimarron, but I ain't seen you nowhere.
I seen you, Kimo. I seen you got up there and got your back blowed out a little bit. You was winning, but you got your back blowed out. You got your panties handed to you. I see you, little car. You look good, though. You look good. But you ain't in your class. I ain't in your class, Kimo. But I got somebody on the line who is in your lane. Wait, no. As soon as he get one. Hey, Kimo, I bet you won't go down there. Kimo.
Nah, I don't go down.
Huh?
I don't go down.
Well, Kimo, whatever, Kimo. I bet you won't go down there and jump on that beat. That stunner.
Jump on what?
You won't even get next door to stunner. If I had a car like stunner, I'd take it in.
You got more than stunner. You got a big,
black,
half car, though.
Yeah, that's all I got there. I ain't in your lane.
Hey, you see,
Check it out. I got 5 feet.
I tell you what, Kimo, you say something slick, I'll try you. Only thing I can do is win. I ain't going to lose, Kimo. You make it right and sound good to me, I'm going down on you, Kimo.
Hey, well,
and then you know what, Kimo? I'm going to get you some milky cookies.
Come on.
Hey, Cadillac, what make it right for you and Kimo? What to make it right for you and Kimo to race? For me and Kimo?
What kind of car how do he sit, Wayne? That's all I need to know. Is it his back half or not about
his car? I got a back half car.
Okay, you got more than me. Get your ass, I'm fat. You got more than me.
You said what?
Get your ass on the side of me. You got a back half car to my stock. It's on the side of me.
Hey, I ain't in your class. You got turbo. I ain't got none of that.
I got a 300 cubic inch motor. How big your motor?
I don't know. I stopped counting when it went to two.
Well, let me ask you, how many duds you got on there?
I got four.
Squeeze on all of them. Hope you can get in front of me.
I'm gonna do them like a lemon. I'm gonna squeeze all of them and go around you. You make it right, Kimo.
Hey, check this out, Kimo. Hey, Cadillac.
Hey, what you want, man?
Cadillac.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Man.
Yeah, you're gonna be. They're gonna hold you hostage over in Illinois. So I don't even know why I'm messing with you.
Man, when I come up there to Indiana, Michigan, wherever you at, I'm gonna get you, boy. I'm gonna pull right up next.
Hey,
let's get in.
Hey,
just give me what I need.
Leon gonna cut your head off in Indiana, so you won't make it over to Michigan.
Man, Leon gonna cut your head off. So what you talking about, man?
Yeah,
I'm gonna see. You know what? I'm gonna jump.
Hey, y'all get my girlfriend out of this.
I don't know, Wayne.
Wayne,
get on your ass, Wayne.
Y'all leave my girlfriend out of this.
Well, I don't know about y'all.
I'm
gonna tell you what, Kimo.
Hey, Kiki, somebody asked me who you was. Somebody asked me that's in our area. Want to know who you was.
Who
talking
is that
about
somebody?
Huh?
Who is that somebody?
None other than Juvenile.
Yeah, Juvenile, he can get it.
Uh-oh. You heard that, didn't you, Juvenile? You heard that? He said you can get it.
Juvenile! I tell you what. Oh, Mike didn't get passing. Second in law, Mike didn't get passing. But we will handle him. If he's talking about that same Malibu he ran Duncan the law with, we will gap him.
Oh, shit.
If he's talking about that same Malibu he ran Duncan the law with, 28-28, we will gap him.
I don't know which one they're talking about. They got two of them, I think.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Quick question.
Yes.
You know, all these guys say they run 28. Now, do that make it? You know, where you come on that 275? That is equal to a 28, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would say. I mean, I plan to have all in my stable. I plan to have a true 28, a 28W, and a 275.
I'm gonna be like
Burger King. You have it your way.
Where's Juvenile at?
Yeah. Where you say now?
Where's Juvenile at?
I think that's him texting me right now. Yes, it is. Let me see what he say. He asked what kind of car y'all got.
It's a blue coupe. It's a blue Mustang on 28.
Stock suspension.
We on
28. Okay. They got a Mustang on 28, Juvia Coupe. Somebody got some background noise, please. Let's try to be respectful and mute your phone if you know that's you with that background noise. Sound like somebody got had a window down or something. It's too goddamn cold out here to be driving with the window down. Appreciate that. Unless you like one of my partners, his old lady knocked all his windows out here, BMW. Now, if he was on the phone, I would understand. Yeah, boy, he ain't got a good window in that something, girl.
He needs to be at your car lot soon, man.
Hey, the car already there. He said he don't want it no more.
It ain't nothing you can do with that if it ain't got no wonders. You might as well be out the door.
I mean, every window, man. Every window in the summer gun. Even the sunroof.
God, dog. Oh, my God.
I would be laughing about it. I mean, but it was funny the day we talked about it, so. It is what it is.
Well, I'm glad Juvenile called you. Thank you.
Uh-oh. You heard that, Juvenile? He hear you now. He hear you talking.
I'm glad. I wish he was on the... If he talking about that same car ran bugging along, like I told you.
I'm sure he'll send me a text. Are you talking about that same car, Juvenile? Just text me yes or no so I can tell it.
Huh?
I just made the noise. I told Drew to text me yes or no. Yes, if he talking about that car.
Oh, here comes the chat. He said yes. He talking about that same car, Kiki.
Like I told you, I don't want to talk too much junk because we still working on it. Like I told you. But by March, I'll let him know something, and we will run him. That's no problem.
Well, the grudging anniversary race will be in Montgomery May the 18th. If y'all ain't saying y'all gotta wait till then, but I'm just saying if y'all ain't settle it by then, you know, that'll be a good time to settle it.
Hey, I tell you what, DJ, hold on.
That's a far way off now.
What's up, DJ? Big Will just speaking to you.
What's happening, Big Will? What you know for the brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm up here fighting 20 inches of snow, so.
I'm glad I ain't got to fight that battle. You want to weigh in on your definition of true grudge race?
Huh?
You want to weigh in on the topic?
What is the topic? I got in late.
I got you. What's your definition of a, in your own words, what's your definition of a true grudge race?
Of the person himself?
Yeah.
I guess anybody ain't betting money, racing for money. That's a grudge race, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ain't no wrong answer. It's your opinion, you know.
Hello?
Yeah.
DJ?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I've got my cousin on the phone. Me and him gonna talk.
Uh-oh.
Now, here we go. We on the phone, Duke fan. Now, tell him what you just told me. Who wanna run?
Maurice, a.k.a. Juvenile.
Prime suspect.
That's one of y'all prime suspects?
I ain't pigging them. I'm having a battle with what everybody else wants to do. I feel just like you.
That's it. You coming to race, regardless.
I'm coming to race.
If his ass in the house, he ain't safe.
Shit, I'm coming to race, and I ain't gonna be on number 28.
You heard that, Juvie?
And I'm a nobody from the country. I'm a country boy from nowhere.
You heard that, Juvenile? He said, a country boy from nowhere. He said, nobody going to whoop your ass.
I wanted to hear that.
I told him he texted fast. Now he said, come on, he ready. I don't think they quite ready just yet, Juvenile.
Ooh.
Yeah,
man. No, it won't be long. I'm going to carry it long. My damn car, it ain't my motor shit. It's my suspension, man. He just getting time to do it. The car be in the shop at the suspension shop next week.
Okay.
DJ, y'all got a lot of 28s down there, boy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. How you doing, man?
Hold on. Hey, Kev, I need you to open up a mic, Kev. 4-4-39-48. The most speed grudge car in the country right now.
Who is that, DJ?
I'm already on the phone. What are you talking about?
Got to be live action.
And you know it. And you know it.
There he is, Big Twin. What's happening, Big Twin?
We got
live action on the line. What's happening? They said nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Yeah, I'm here. Can y'all get Jay Bonds on the line, Stunner?
Uh-oh. Yeah, Jay Bonds was trying to address y'all last night. Kev, can you dial
Jay Bonds? I'm taking care for you right now, sir. I'm taking care of you right now.
I like y'all see how Cam worked that board for. I like how Cam worked that board. Cam on the job.
Kids aren't hanging up on nobody like butt naked, too, so I guess that will work.
I don't know how butt naked that tonight.
Hey, you know what, DJ? Don't wonder this show ain't that loud. Butt naked ain't on this bitch.
Well, no, that means everybody can talk and have a conversation without too much bullshit being involved.
Who is that talking about? He had a proposition for you. See, last night I told him I can't really. I said I'm a live action supporter, but I can't speak for live action.
Yeah, I was a little tired.
One thing about it, I can get them on the line. I can let them speak for themselves.
Yeah, I listened to the show this morning. Well, I get hollered old Jay. See what he got for. See what he got for live action.
That's
what Jay wants to see. Yeah.
How you coming, Kale?
Jay might be asleep. Might be past the bedtime. 9:30.
I think sometimes he go to Bible study on Tuesday, but I'm sure he's out by now, so. Knowing Jay, he's probably somewhere smacking on something to eat. He probably come in and eat alpha?
Yeah, he love to eat. He love to eat.
Oh, man.
His
favorite pastor.
He love to eat.
One thing about it, if you're ever around him, y'all take you to the best eating spot now.
That's the rumor.
What's going on with what's on live action agenda for 2014? Inquiring minds want to know.
Murder everything in eyesight.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look at what I'm afraid of. Anything that'll go, everybody that'll go. Because everybody ain't going to go. We saw that last year.
We're talking about tonight what's the definition of a true blood race. See how he came over here and said what he said, John. He just made a broad statement. And ain't nobody exempt. It goes out of everybody.
A lot of that in everybody. You know, I know when we were trying to get the car together, it was a ghost car, and y'all ain't ran nobody, and y'all ain't this, and y'all ain't, I understand that, and all that's true. But when we finally got it together, we got two people stepping to the plate. You know, and how can we give them recognition if we don't get nobody to run? You feel me?
Hold on. What you think about what he just said, Kimo?
Hold on.
That's so true. When you're down, they will step on your neck and try to keep you down. But when you get your shit together, you don't hear a peep out of no one.
Go in the bushes.
I know
Cole Killer said he's going to run live action this year. So that's one race we know going to happen.
Yeah.
We know Killer ain't going to bag up. Now, Tony Bynes saying he wants some get back.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing he might do some.
What about Tony Wright? I know Tony Wright going to go. If anybody don't go, Tony Wright going to go.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I believe Tony Wright gonna go. I believe y'all gonna get some action this year, huh?
Mm-hmm. It sounds good. I heard that last year. I heard all these folks gonna go, and two people went. I heard that now. I heard the same music last year.
Let me rephrase about Tony Wright. I hope he go because I like to see him talk shit.
I agree, and really and true, I believe Tony said he was going to go in Orlando, but Tony had a problem. Tony had a problem with the car all weekend. He finally got it fixed, I believe, late Sunday. And you know, I had left by the time. By the time he finally got a record, I left. But I know we had went to him about two or three times, time to get him to do something.
Yeah, I was with you.
He was having problems. He was having problems, so I can't do number respect. But he said if he got it fixed, that he was gonna go.
That's what he said.
If he got it fixed, he was gonna go. But for and get what he told, he didn't care what time we had. But everybody else, take one system off. Take your ties off. You got NOS and we got Top Gun. All this shit here. All these different things. Man, come on, man. Come on, man. You got a Power Glide and we got a 400. All this type stuff. Man, you know, it killed me. But I believe Tony was going to go. I do believe Tony was going to go. But for the rest of them, they weren't going to go. I knew they weren't going to go. But it sounds good, though. It sounds good. And I believe it right here. I believe 901 going to come back, and I believe they going to go.
Yeah, they're going to get up there. I mean,
you know. Because really and truly, Witt had it looking, like he told me the truth from day one. Witt said, ain't nobody going to run y'all but 901. So Tony Bynes stepped up and Tony Bynes ran. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know,
well, the thing is, let me tell you this. Now, Witt them had to run y'all because Witt used to give me pure D hell whenever I brought y'all name up. But one thing about it, which is all good, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with them. And I believe Tony Bynes and also Witt will both be back for some get back. I know they're making changes. Everybody making changes. And they feel, you know, Witt and them had us, but we just nipped them out on top end. They were gone on, but we just nipped them out at top end.
I believe Killing them was going to go, but they just ran out of time.
When? Man, please. You ain't believe it. Ran out of time. 3 days, 3 nights. You ran out of time in 3 nights. But you went against Witness 315. They Killing them just got to make some more change. I believe they're going to come this year, though.
They coming.
I believe
they had a little bit more respect for you than they had for. I agree.
But see, I know that at the same time they said Killer said he was getting Whitney and they run back. Trying to give him a run back. I can respect that. That's why I know Whitney will be back and Tony Bynes will be back, and I believe they'll come back and run again.
Well, what y'all want to know is who else.
Who else gonna
step up there? Or anybody?
We might have called them A-Rab and see what do they want to buy it here. It'll be dead on hand away. We might well do like Killing Time. We might sell it to the A-Rab.
don't ball fight. They got a big block.
I heard he's supposed to be coming with something. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Man, y'all ain't got Jay on the phone yet.
I don't know what's going on, Kev. Kev, what's going on?
I guess he's still trying.
Let me send Jay a text. Hold on.
Yeah. I believe Killer's going to go, though. Killer just... I guess Killer got to try to get a little bit more up out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I do know. I feel the same way. When he feel he can get there, he going to come. You know, I do feel that way. But right now, you know, in Orlando, he didn't want to go. Plus, he had so much going on. He had a lot of pressure on him. Two or three guys were trying to get a killer. But, you know, they were doing that because Killer was on top. So when you're on top, everybody want to try to get you. I already know that. He was on top.
Hey, live action.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Rick with the little red Camaro?
Rick who?
Rick, you know Lethal Weapons boy, the one that drives Lethal Weapons car sometimes.
Cut it out. On to the next subject. Cut it out.
Oh, he don't want no problem, huh?
What anybody? Well, I'm not Tony Wright. What part of anybody you don't understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody. Nah, he don't want no problem. He don't want no problem. Which I can respect that. If the guy said they don't want no problem, we'll move on.
Oh, yeah. Well, well,
but I don't want to hear you saying you're going to do this and do that, and when we see you, it's a different thing.
You got to walk it like you talk it.
Yeah, you got NOS and we got Top Gun. You got 20, we got 29 and you got 315. You got a Power Glide, we got a 4 Honda, all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying? We don't say nothing. We say we got a 632 and you got an 800-some cubic inch motor. We don't say nothing about that because we bought what we bought and you bought what you want to buy. You know, it's just about the line. We ain't mad. We just want to get in there like men and get it on.
Y'all heard it here first.
That's Mr. Twin. Yeah. For all y'all that don't know, let me tell you right now, we are coming with a 28/275 this year. It's going to be a Mustang nitrous stock suspension. And we come with 275. If we can't get in our track, then we'll put our 28s on there. So that way, if all y'all got there and be farming to go on and get some 275 and go ahead and start testing. Go ahead and start testing. Now, it shouldn't take you 2 or 3 months to get no 275. If not, call me and I have my people to get with your people to get you some if y'all can't get them. If y'all can't get them, just let us know. Well, I have my people to get with you. Because it shouldn't take, you know, that way we're off of the season here at the end and finish stuff back up. Everybody have time to do their testing and see which one they like to be at 275 or 28. Whichever you want. That way we don't have to hear this excuse this year. It'll be the same song, Grant. And what did I tell you now, Grant? Same song. Hello. Y'all ain't cut me off, with you, Grant? I thought that was Jay Vaughn. I'm from Michigan. I think he's from Alabama ain't working with mailman. If you don't know, now you know. I'm like pro.
Terrible Tim now. Turbo Tim there in Alabama.
Turbo Tim, I do. Triple X is my buddy now.
Okay,
so we want
okay.
them too now. But make sure they're clear. We want them too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we want them too. But they still my buddy. But, you know, we just got to see who, we got to show who daddy is. When we show you daddy, then we can just be buddy, get the rest of the world.
That's right.
Yeah. But right now, you know what I'm saying? Hell, the only person we really scared over there in Alabama right now probably Emma Hall. That's probably it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess you're supposed to be scared of him.
Damn sure is. That's in Alabama. Yeah, supposed to be. Alabama ain't going to do that. Alabama ain't going to do that. Either. If y'all looking for some action in Alabama, look somewhere else and say you're gay, because they ain't going to do nothing over there. They ain't. Turbo Tim, I'm going to do something now. That's about it. Turbo Tim, Emma Hall. That's about it. The rest of them ain't going to do jack. If you can believe that. Michigan.
You say you got a Mustang coming out on 28?
Yeah, we got another Mustang coming out on 28/275 stock suspension nitrous.
Oh, that means
you're
going
to get NOS now. We got NOS now.
That means you're going to get a chance to run butt naked then, huh?
Who? Man, come on, man.
The guy from Alabama.
Hey. I ain't even from Alabama.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Butt naked on the top five of that list.
Okay.
I ain't gonna even tell you who them top five is. But
don't give it away. Let it be your secret.
Butt naked on that top. He butt naked in the top three if you really want to know. He is the top three. For real. I know butt naked doing his thing or whatever. But butt naked stand is different at the same time.
Hell yeah. Greg Pruitt. Come on, man. You texting me talking about, got the back. Come on, man. CeCe, here you go. You must be listening to talk. blowing my phone up, texting, threatening me.
See, that's all them big hitters there, live action.
Yeah, that sounds good. I heard it's a bunch of big hitters last year, and they get wet. I can't tell. I know Greg Pruitt ain't going to do nothing. That one person I know, I ain't got to worry about that.
This year you're
in Alabama. He ain't going to do nothing. Greg Pruitt ain't going to do nothing. He making conversation. It sounds good.
DJ, you open.
Okay, damn, I've been staying. I don't know what the hell. What the hell was wrong with my mic closed?
You still in shock? You
man.
Must be in a state of shock.
Who?
You there. DJ must be in a state of shock.
Yeah, you was calling out everybody in Alabama.
Oh, you think I'm going to stay in Alabama? I told y'all, listen, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world he didn't exist. DJ, do not stay in Alabama. DJ, Georgia, boy. He just tried to help out Alabama because he's so fucking weak.
Oh, Lord, you done let the cat out the bag.
He tried to help him out because he's so weak. That's why.
Don't say that. No. I'm the Alabama governor. I'm on the border.
Okay. Well, I forgot you got a wife and a girlfriend. A wife over there and a girlfriend. DJ Dirty Red's almost in line. I don't know where he is. Dirty Red.
Push the one button, Dirty Red.
He said almost in line. Dirty Red said that. Man, Alabama.
Hey, Uncle Larry on the line, still on the line. I've been yelling for Uncle Larry. I guess my mic was muted all this time. Larry, you on the line? Kev, is
yeah.
Uncle Larry?
Yeah, I'm on here together. Uncle Larry here.
Larry, call Jay Barnes right quick. Get him on the line.
Jay Barnes?
That man ain't on
him.
That man
ain't on him. Yeah, he already asked me trying to get on, but Kev, somebody messed with our board.
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin couldn't get him on. Larry can
get him on. I'm going to call him now.
Call him Uncle Larry.
Yeah. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah. Everybody keep hollering about these mystery numbers that we're running. I know one way to find out. Get in that water. Now you can find out. Get in that water. You can find out about the mystery numbers.
Ooh.
Yeah, one way to find out.
I'm gonna tell you this, twin. One thing that you doing right now.
What?
You pissing a lot of people off because there's a lot of good.
That's what I want. That's why it gonna be. That's what you do.
Y'all hear that? Now that's a grudge racer right there, y'all. He let them hang now.
That's exactly what we want. Get mad. Hey, you can be mad all you want, but I bet you ain't no damn fool. Bet you ain't no fool. Believe that shit. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. I listened to it this morning, Stoner.
Yeah,
Jay, something else now. Jay was trying to throw me up all up under the bus.
Shout out to my boy 901 crew. Shout out to the 901 crew. Tony Bynes and his crew. They're going to go. Shout out to both of the crew, but I know they're going to go.
I got a quote now. I'm glad you just said that because this is about the third week in a row that our co-host has not been reporting to duty on time. I don't know where Marg at. Kev, do you see any 901 numbers on the line?
I don't know where Marg at. Yeah, Wick is on. I can try and. Hey, Wick. Wick, you on?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on. What's up, Queen?
Hey, Wick.
What's going on?
Hey, Wick.
What up, Wick?
Hey, Wick, it's Kev. Wick,
what's
Wick.
What's up, DJ?
What's that?
Everybody be quiet for Wick.
Yo.
It's Kev. Hey, man, text me Mark's number, and I'll get Mark on.
Well, I don't text. Shit, I don't know how to text. 901, I give it to you. We ain't kidding about no number. 901.
Hold on. 901.
Now, hold on now. Now, you know I got to ask this question, Tim. How in the world you can get Mark on, but you can't get Jay Barnes on?
I just got the board running. I get Jay Barnes on. Just work with me, Don. All right now, DJ. Hey, DJ.
Hey, Kevin.
You can't get Jay Barnes on right now. Jay Barnes is on his way to the house. He'll be there shortly. And he, once he gets through driving and stuff, then he's going to queue in.
Okay,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I was about to say it's 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. Jay Barnes could have called in himself. He didn't need nobody calling.
He must hey, Wick, if y'all want me to get Mark on, let Wick know so y'all get him on.
Yeah,
get him on. I want to know when the why he ain't report to work tonight.
Okay, well,
him and butt nigga. Him and butt nigga ain't reporting in.
Shit, you ain't paying him.
Hey, Wick.
That's a good reason, Doc.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick. My cell is linked with you.
Yeah, you ain't paying them, goddamn it.
That's another question we can address to Jay Bowers. I'm going to get that mug out of me.
What up, Twin?
Twin,
we're
hollering at you, Twin.
Oh, what's up, Twin? Just slow motion, how you doing?
Nah, it's sad for y'all. It's slow on my end.
Man, please. No. It's slow around here, player. It's slow. The cold weather, a lot of rain. Keep you in the house a lot. You can't move.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick.
I'm moving.
Hey, Wick,
I'm
going to put you in the party room to get Mark's number. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Mark might not want to get on this motherfucker.
Watch when he come on. You'll know if he want to get on when you get on him.
Oh, okay. Cause I am. Oh my.
Well, now that I got live. Is anybody out there got any questions for live action? Anything they want to ask live action while they on the line?
And I'm gonna try to answer them. I can't answer all of them, but I'm gonna try to answer.
Hold up, 902 want to ask you something, Twin.
What's up? That's my dog.
Hey, what's up? A whole lot of motherfucking weirdo. What's going on?
What's up, player?
Player, what's up, Twin?
Just chilling. What's happening?
This is one with the live action car. You saw that weak motherfucker, didn't you, before we got you, didn't you?
So what now?
You got rid of that car before we got you, didn't you? Before we got your ass, didn't you?
Got rid of what? For what?
Well, you know what's going to happen, destruction.
Hey, that sounds good.
You quit some pie. I like the way you get them motherfuckers up on top of the bind and cut them back off and cut them back on. Do it right now.
Cut them motherfuckers off and cut them back on. Yeah, we gonna have to get you last, though, live, Twin, because I can't fuck my little mom up like that, though.
We're old. I know y'all gonna come. How y'all come with the car?
Yeah, we getting pretty much close. We got everything in the shop that we need, all the parts in. We getting with it.
I'm going to look at it like this right here. If y'all don't come now another time, I can say one thing. Y'all came one time. More than I can say for a lot of people.
We're going to come again. These boys just scared, man. They scared, man.
But didn't I say they were gonna go? Yeah, you said they were gonna go, Grant. You said we were gonna go. You did say that.
DJ Grant.
Yeah, he did say that with man.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
You wanna go with Joe?
Hell yeah, I'm going to go with Junior.
When?
This is still, I get some oil pressure, baby.
Oh, okay.
Talk to him for a minute. I got to run next door.
Oh, okay.
Fuck with these
well,
kids.
I want to talk to the playing people. Live action. I don't want to talk to you, DJ Grant. Live
okay.
action. What's up?
Chilling with that.
Shit.
We just chilling. We just chilling, man. Trying to get, can't wait for this year to start on now. By the time it warm up around, I guess, April. Somewhere around there when it warm on up pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait. I guess everybody ought to be doing their testing on their 315 or 275 by then. I hope they'll be done their testing by then.
Yeah, they'll be through testing. We already tested.
I hope so. All these motherfuckers crying. I hope they've even got none of their testing.
Yeah. We'll test these cars right here at the shop, right here through the script. We'll blast through the alley down through here and stop. Or buy another front cap.
That was good. That was good. Whip.
We want to feed the pit bull. We want to feed the dog.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
901. That's 902, ain't it?
Yeah, 902. Yeah, what's up? Who was that?
Twin.
What's up?
Yeah.
You ain't got no, I mean, hey, you run that white twin, but you ain't got no freaks up there.
Well, you know the 8 foot of it.
I know that. I'm talking about around you. I know they're full of them. They
yeah.
Come on.
Hey, 902, I'm going to tell you this.
What's
up? If you ever go out with him, you won't. You won't never have to make that statement again.
Who are they? These are
you won't have to ask him that question. Yeah, that's something. That's something.
That DJ. 902.
Oh, what's up, man? I know you. We could talk with him.
They said DJ with live action now. They teamed up.
Ain't nobody said that now.
that wit with that bullshit, I already know that.
I don't want DJ over there popping and pooing and shit. Down in the shit. You got to get your shit right. Hey, DJ, I want to ask you a question, though. You. That was the car stuff. Now, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing like that. But damn, my wife called. Shit. Hold on, DJ. Hold on.
I knew the head to be wet.
That one thing about them women, when you eat, they say they cook. And then when you don't eat, they don't cook. That's some crazy shit out of mine.
You right.
I'm sick of that shit. But DJ, I want to ask you a question. I ain't trying to be funny with shit, man.
You trying to be funny because the statement you said you ain't trying to be funny. I know you're trying to be funny, but go ahead.
Well, no, you know, I've seen you talking how it's funny and things. And, you got to have cool performers working on that damn thing. You know why I say that? Because you got stock springs on the back of that motherfucker, man. You don't whoop us with no goddamn stock screen, DJ. You gotta get them motherfuckers away from my partner. And I'm just asking.
Your springs.
You have to look like you had stock
springs.
Give me
a core spring.
You had core
spring. That's all
Coop got up under his, too. Right. That's why I said Coop Form got to be working on them motherfuckers. You got core spring because they making them core springs and shit work. They know how to make that shit work. But,
David Wolf had that on the car, too.
Right, he got, yeah. But you got them, too?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, write them down as a duck. Put them on the duck side. Write them down on the duck side. Got another duck, goddamn. Them all got cars, man. And hey, we cool perform. We going to get fucked up. I'm gone, y'all.
You put me down there. That's fine. That's where I want to be anyway.
We got you on the dark side. I hate to put you on the dark side, DJ. I don't try to be funny and shit. But we got you on the goddamn dark side. Because you got Coil Spring and goddamn Coop Performance. And you don't, you Coop Performance. You fuck with Coop Performance? Let me ask that first.
No.
You fucked up.
I mean, they're my brothers, but no.
Man, you fucked up. You don't know how to tune one of them motherfuckers to no Coil Spring like they do.
Well, that's all you got to do is bet on. I don't know how to do it.
man, goddamn, DJ, I had to put you down on the duck side, man. I already got enough Alabama duck for, you know, Turbo Tim and all of them. So now you on that.
I'll be on that.
I'm figuring. I've been doing my installation and shit. I got Turbo Tim out a good piece this year. He ain't going to let me get him that bad again, but I got him down for a nice good piece. I'm going to put you down for about five, DJ. We're going to knock you off about $5,000. You ain't going to lose too much. We're going to get you out about $5,000. You'll go about two races, about 25. Then you'll be done had enough. You ain't no damn fool. So you sell cars and shit, so you can't be too big of a goddamn fool, but.
You ain't going to shit, nigga. You ain't going to shit.
Damn, you got some cheerleaders on this motherfucker. What's going on with that shit?
I don't know. I didn't authorize it. I guess somebody can
sense
bullshit when they hear.
I want to ask you another question, DJ. Do you like that show Street Outlaws?
Nah, not really. I've watched it.
You don't like it. Okay. I was just going to ask, did you want to get on that show? So I got a way you can get on that show.
Mm-mm. Nope, I ain't got no reason to want to get on that show.
Yeah, okay. I got a bunch of motherfuckers I'm going to knock off, and they going to probably go to their street racing and Street Outlaws or some bullshit. So
you gonna make a quick grudge race and go to Street Outlaws?
Yeah. That's where they're on the way they're going to get their fame. And they don't get it with me. Motherfuckers going to have to go to them Street Outlaws and run with them boys or some bullshit. Fucking with me.
It's going to be that serious to you.
Yeah, you know how you gotta you know the player is, don't you? You know the player
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Like them guys, you know, players play the dice,
mm-hmm.
play
mm-hmm.
the pool table.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda like what Cowboy is. I ain't trying to put Cowboy Hill back in there, but kinda like what Cowboy is prime time. I'm a
mm-hmm.
player in the grudge game, man. I'm a player in the grudge game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I done played my way through this thing, man. These boys ain't got a goddamn clue, man. Now I ain't gonna keep it real live action. They know. But the other boys, they ain't got
no
fucking clue, man, of what's going to really happen to these people, man. And I ain't going to beat them bad. You know, I ain't looking for them numbers and all that. You know, I ain't looking for none of that. I already told my driver, you know how fast this motherfucker feel when it feel. Shut that bitch off and just tell me, shake my head and tell me you ready. Shake your head and we going at their ass. I ain't trying to look like live action. I ain't going to look like that. I'm going to tell you that right now. Some boys, goddamn it, they don't, you know, I got to live off this shit. So I'm going at it a different approach. I'm letting these fools know what I'm doing to them now. I ain't triggering. I ain't robbing with them without, you know, triggering. I'm telling them what I'm doing. But they don't realize it.
Basically, what you're saying is, you know, you giving them their respect, giving them their props.
Yeah.
But after a while, they're going to have to see you, too.
Well, when I run them, it's going to be, you know, chest at chest. Right now, I got these people tricked like Tony writing all these stupid motherfuckers. They really think, you know, I got them really tricked, cold killer, all the motherfuckers. They really don't really know what's going to happen to them. So, you know, I got these idiots tricked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ain't hard to do when you play the game. See, I don't let the game play me. I play the game. So these fools are basically tricked. And once I trick them, I have my little money. I had their cold killer them guys and some extra some and, you know, and all that. Then I get down with live ass and we'll take care of the business. I let them know. And like I said, I ain't saying, goddamn it, I'm going to whoop them motherfuckers, but I can tell you this. They don't cut that motherfucker off and cut it back on me.
I can promise you that. They don't cut that motherfucker off. They don't leave that something on. Don't be no cutting off and cutting back on.
Okay, y'all heard it here first.
You damn right, you heard it from now on. You know, but the rest of these clowns is ducks.
ducks. Ducks in a row.
Oh,
I just got to shoot them down. I just got to shoot them down.
Yep.
Believe me. That's what I'm going to do. Shoot them boys down.
Well, I ain't mad at you. With one thing about it. Can't nobody on the phone say you won't go. Ain't nobody say it.
See, the plan is this year is to go, we're going to win. Last year we was, you know, we had a lot of shit in the air, throwing it all in the air and stuff. You know how you go to the shake junk. Throw it up. That's what we were doing. We was at the shake junk this year. We've been in the shake junk.
Okay.
We've been throwing it up.
Y'all got your program like you want it now. Just now it's in the, along with with all the constant going, you're going to be a bunch of constant winning also.
Yes,
All right, then. Y'all heard?
What's happening, Whit? What's happening, Whit?
Whit, you hear Kip?
He must be gone.
He must have fell out.
I got some background. Give me about 2 minutes. I'm going to be out this stuff.
We know one thing. We're going to get the shit talking in the ear wars out there.
Hey, you goddamn it, you wouldn't have been no, it wouldn't have been that if you would have fixed your car. I can tell you that, you smart motherfucker.
Motherfucker been talking shit 5 days a week. God damn. Little bald head motherfucker. him and B kids like Evan and Ivory sat next to each other.
Well, we know we're going to go, though, now. Can't take that away from him. He's going to go.
Better believe it.
I got to get him
that
there.
Is true.
Go.
That is true.
So, I give him that, too, Star. Man, I'm going to go. We're going to
go.
Yeah, the other trooper, he should be out in March.
Hmm. So no gonna get turned up then, boy.
Yeah.
Turned up. When that one comes,
shoot. Y'all might do. Y'all, you know how he do.
Mm-hmm. Better not come like a cabbage, all head and no ass. I knew that.
I heard that.
That goes for anybody. And everybody. Anybody. It'll come with. Well, I just say, you know. Really.
Now, y'all just trying to race, man. That's all you do. Y'all trying to race.
Yeah.
Y'all
trying
to engage. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't picking on nobody, but y'all letting it be known where y'all standing, what y'all trying to do. I want to see if anybody got the nuts to get up there.
Yeah. I sure hope we get more this shit than we got last year, though. For real. I know you have a couple blue bad cars will be coming out, so I hope we'll get more action this year than we did last year. I really do. Really do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now them old bad ass cars from up north, do they?
Hold on. There's a bunch of up north and on this phone now.
Okay, we just want to make sure he's stipulating what he's talking about.
Make sure I do what?
Make sure you stipulate that you taught out what car, stay in your class, don't get out your lane.
My class, our lane is stop suspension on 29.
Okay.
Nice. Now that's my line.
I'm going
but
back
we,
on.
We but we will jump out there. Who is that anyway?
So this is Larry in Chicago.
Oh, that's Larry from Chicago.
Yeah.
But Larry, I tell you, where you give something and try to make it right? We will go.
Hey, Forever's Kid still on the phone? Forever's Kid. Cause you sure ain't never scared. You ain't no damn never. You forever got
I ain't,
scared.
I ain't never scared of your motherfucking ass. What up, Wick?
Boy, I can't wait to catch your motherfucking ass, boy.
Well, you know what? I'm coming back to your house. Believe that.
Yeah.
I will be
See,
back.
Y'all, I know what y'all think since Big Ball Factor got away with the little small block and all that bullshit. Let me tell you something. This shit is whole totally different. This shit ain't the same, man. Yeah, go ahead.
What else sounds coming with small block?
Man, I don't give a damn what you got. I know y'all think y'all slick with these small blocks, you and Brian Davis and all that and this and that, right? Man, let me tell you something, man. I'm gonna put something on Chuck's ass. He gonna rename that motherfucker. he gonna rename that motherfucker. Call that motherfucker Chucky.
They say red hair don't care.
Huh?
They say red hair don't care.
Shit, so do. So don't. Red hair don't care. Put some on Chuck ass. Watch what happened to Chuck ass when we get the goddamn House of Hook over there with in March. He better hope that motherfucker, his best bet, only thing gonna save him, they don't have that motherfucker before we put that radio on. That's the only thing gonna save is that. If any kind of way we make one hit and go down on that radio, he can shit y'all. Good job. Y'all better goddamn go be like the goddamn slot machine over there. Shit, y'all better.
Well, you know what you should do, right, man?
Huh?
You should make sure you raise Chucky before you raise live action.
Ah, shit, I ain't thinking about live action. Live action, shit, I'm going to raise a bunch of motherfuckers before I raise live action. Who you, motherfucker? You on the duck list? Shit. you on the duck list? What you think you want on the duck list? Shit. Come on, man. I got you wrote down, too. You going to go. I get you for about 80-something hundred, I believe. Got you wrote down at 80-something hundred. Shit.
Who you talking to?
You.
Motherfucker, this ain't Timo.
You know, I got that. Well, you know, I got him down for 1,500, Timo. 1,500. You gonna go a few times, you gonna say, damn, we're gonna barely beat you. We're gonna shut you know, we're gonna barely beat you.
Wait, you gotta
bet
25. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Man, yo, motherfucker, took your willy balls off your car and put them on your ass, motherfucker. You ain't gonna bet for 1,500.
Man, Rich, you don't bet for 2,500, man. You get on here and talk like you bet
1,500. Your chief ass went to the doctor and they told you need some crutches and you took the willy balls off your goddamn car and used them for some crutches.
I understand all that. You don't bet for 2,500.
Fuck what I bet, motherfucker. What I goddamn count. I allowed to bet 2,500, but I might receive 4,000.
Man, wait.
Huh? You don't know how to do this. I told you I'm a player, motherfucker. I'm a player. I ain't a street player. I'm a grudge player. I'm a grudge player, motherfucker.
You ain't a player at all.
I ain't going to talk to you because I ain't going to be able to play you out that much. I ain't going to be talking to you.
Yeah.
You ain't one of them motherfuckers. I know that. So damn, I know we could have had it. You gonna say shit? This motherfucker, I'm through. You gonna throw the towel in, motherfucker, out to 1,500?
You don't know me, Rick. You don't know me.
You ain't looking at the history, motherfucker. You see how many times I ran goddamn Turbo Team this year? I run that man goddamn six times. I run that man six times, man.
He's still coming.
Man, he still think he can beat me, man. That's not a bad motherfucker twin.
Hey, wait. Maybe if you let the man get up on his boots and then if you let the man get up on his boots the right way and don't sit there and play on that light.
You know, I'll
say this for you. When I know in Orlando, they I think what the drive ass y'all can.
Get in the light first.
Can
let him get in first. No, he actually let him get in. He loved, told us
exactly.
Cut the top bulb off. We did exactly what he wanted us to do. He said,
y'all
cut
did.
The top bulb off, then I'm going to cut
did.
Two bulbs off, and then you get in. That's what we did.
Y'all did it. Y'all did it.
I play motherfuckers out there, money. I don't chill out there, money. I play. See what I'm saying?
They did that,
like
you,
just like Candy Crusher, man. I'm going to be, you know,
I hate telling my plan, but I'm going to be Candy Crusher probably two more times, right? You know they got the goddamn big ties on, the 11-5s and all that. I'm going to tell him, keep his willy balls, and I'm going to beat him three more times with his willy balls. I'm going to tell him, put them motherfuckers on. Once he realized he can't, I don't know if he is going to be able to, he can't beat me.
They want you. I know. They want you like a hog won't slop.
I already count their money, boy. I'm counting their money already. Yeah, what's up?
That's what everybody say about Candy Cane. You beat that motherfucker about two, three more times.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, who said that? I can tell you this right here. Who said that?
That was Kimo.
Hey, Wayne. One thing about it. I'm going to bet you $1,000 that you don't grab goddamn Candy Cane. Now, you get $1,000 if you lock in with me with Candy Cane. Whenever you ready, just tell me when you ready for five. I'm going to give you $1,000, goddammit.
All right. That's a bet.
With your car, with white trash.
Nope. Hold on. You ain't the only motherfucker. Hold on. You ain't the only motherfucker with multiple cars in your car. Hold on.
Well,
it's going to be a car on my car.
Hold on.
It won't be a ghost car. And it will have never scared on it. And it won't have never scared on it the first time you see it.
Well, I mean, I ain't paying attention to all your cars like that. You got to kind of give me an idea of what car you're talking about.
Well, shut your mouth so you know what you're talking about.
Now, I still gonna lock you in that you ain't going to do it, so I just need to know what car you're talking about.
Wait, what does it matter what car he talking about? You got
30
cars, the man got two cars.
He talking on this car. I can lock him in with a car that I run him with, and they're gonna have 901 on it. All I gotta do is put the stick on the motherfucker when I get ready to run it. I don't know what he's talking about. He can't play me. I'm the player. Hey, they don't let you play me now. Shit. Let you play me, I'm a player. Shit. Get ready, give me them 80-some hundred, Big Wayne. And Kimo, you get ready to drop that $1,500 off. And everything will be fine for 14.
Man, knock it off, bitch. I promise you, you probably ain't going to win a tie race next year.
Shit, you don't want to bet that. I bet you five races.
I'm willing to bet any motherfucker sits just like you. I bet you don't beat me.
Shit. How much you want to bet?
It's already been proven last year. Any motherfucker that set equal to you, you couldn't
beat. Man, come on, man. I done beat motherfucker that set like me, man. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Who set like you that you beat? I mean, I ain't watched your race.
I thought you were the smart. I'm the player. I thought you were the genius. Goddamn Candy Crusher don't sit like me, man. Danye don't sit like me. I thought you were the genius, motherfucker.
Danye, and you were scared to race Danye over there in Orlando.
Man, will you shut the fuck up? I ain't never been scared to run Danye. Runye is a truck of mine, and he don't even do it. I ain't never scared to run Danye.
You don't need nobody unless they over in your Danye.
Hey, Danye is free money. What the hell are you talking about, fool?
Yeah.
Shit. I ain't going to run Danye every time I see him. Why not?
You ain't gonna run down yet. You ain't gonna run down yet unless you over Holly Springs.
I ain't gonna do what now?
You ain't gonna run down yet unless you over in Holly Springs.
Man, you don't want to bet on that, do you?
No, I want to bet when y'all race that he run on top of.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. When I come to Big Wayne race, I'm gonna lock down yet in for goddamn it over there in Detroit.
Which
when I come, start letting your ass back in.
Hold up now. Now you
in my business now. You in my business now. No. Don't get in my business like that now. Nah, you in my business now. Don't tell me what to run a motherfucker with now.
No. I said, are you trying to bet me? So I got to know what I'm betting, motherfucker.
I ain't trying to bet you nothing, but I'm going to run down yay when I come up that way. Yeah.
when I come to Detroit now. If he want to wait, I'll lock him in for Detroit when I get ready to come up there. And it won't be with no goddamn, it'll be with either Shorty or either be with Candy Cane. It's going to be one of them two cars. I can't say which one, but I promise you it'll be one of them. Man, down here ain't free money. I like to let people pay for my trips and shit. So when I come up there, he can, goddamn, he's going to be paying for that trip. I'm going to find somebody to pay for that motherfucker. I ain't. Crazy. Crazy no motherfucker. Then I'm going to wait to Detroit on me. You crazy no motherfucker.
Okay, I know.
Big Wayne, some of them are going to pay for it. Little Tony. Yeah, I'm going to pay. They're going to pay for that trip. 15 hours. Now I got to pay these guys for coming up there driving the car. But you know, I'm going to fly. You know, I ain't driving no damn 15 hours. Got to pay for all these plane tickets and shit. Shit. Some of them are going to pay for that. See, that's being a player, Kimo. I don't stay at home like you and spend all my money on my gas and all this shit and then I ain't got no money to go race. I make these other people pay for this shit. See, you at home, but your gas sitting a fire out in your ass and you can't get off the goddamn couch. You ain't doing what a man do. You're a boy.
What men do is take a home plan somewhere. I don't complain about packing my little basketball team up, flying them out to Florida, out to Vegas and play, or fly them down to Florida. See, that was real men do. You get on here talking about what men do.
You're right.
You crying about bringing some like
that. Let me tell you something about that thing, you smart motherfucker. All my goddamn sons play AAU, motherfucker. All my sons play AAU. Oh, the hell you come back.
Listen, man. But, hey, you know what? I can tell you one thing. Now, that's where I put Holy son.
We got some of the baddest 11-year-olds in the country.
You ain't got shit, motherfucker. I got the baddest. You little Nick and Red Eagles, we done beat y'all ass for a national championship. Y'all ain't got shit down there.
I ain't see y'all in the national, motherfucker. I don't see y'all in Kentucky.
Man, you better go look on that motherfucker. We come down there and beat y'all ass over in Orlando in the milk house, you little Memphis War Eagles, you faggot motherfuckers.
Orlando was two years ago. It was in Kentucky last year.
When we going to run into y'all again?
We won it in Memphis. When they had it in Memphis, motherfucker, we won it.
Wait. Tell the truth how y'all won it. Memphis is your hometown, then you got that pervert over there with fucking with the kids that run the AAU down there. That's the only reason you
know what. You're a goddamn liar. He ain't from no Memphis. That pervert ain't from Memphis.
Yeah, he is, motherfucker.
He ain't from no damn Memphis. That man ain't from no goddamn Memphis. That man from some goddamn world.
Now, one thing you can't talk about. The man who run AAU is from down there. On the board, you got caught fucking with the little boys. You can't talk to me about that shit.
He ain't coach my boy. He ain't coach my goddamn boy. He ain't coach my goddamn boy.
He ain't coach him. He down there fucking the little boy.
I don't know about that man, but look, fuck all that. We gonna get back to race.
I tell you one thing. I ain't worried about all this race shit.
You trying to get off this race shit.
You got into that. You talk about how you don't want to bring your men up here and how you a man. All I'm telling you is a man don't cry about what he got to pay for. He do it now.
I said you going to pay for it. That's what I said, motherfucker. I ain't say nothing about none of that shit.
You talk about
one of you. One of you clowns going to pay for that shit. I don't think nothing wrong with me saying that. Y'all done paid for all the other ones. Shit.
Now, what in the world is taking Jay Barnes so long to get on the phone? Hey, Lash, try to call Jay Barnes again. Twins finna go to sleep while we're on here waiting on Jay Barnes to get on the phone.
What Twins want Jay Barnes for?
Jay Barnes made a statement last night on his show. Now he wanted to lock them in. And let them choose the track or something. So
oh, yeah, I did.
Twin on here to answer the call.
Oh, okay.
Or what? One way, I don't know.
I know Tony Long was on the old show and said that he was running them in, at the House of Hook. Just a minute ago, on the old show, Tony Wright was on there and said that he would run them at the House of Hook.
Is y'all taking the call to House of Hook, Twins?
Oh, not at this moment. I don't really know this too early, but not at this moment.
They said Scotty Ray went pretty good on the radio over there, Twin.
Over the House of Hook?
Yeah, they said they've been putting it for, they're going to try to put a little bit more glue down for the radios over there. So Scotty Ray had one on Sunday, and he made a pretty good hit.
Damn. I don't know if old Dunham liked that track or not. I don't know. If they like to feel comfortable with it.
What you say, Twin?
I said, I don't know if my mechanic now and Skinny liked that track. So we got to see what they say. They like it.
Right.
You know, it's a team decision.
Right. That's right.
Skinny got the draft. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a team decision.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
But I tell you what I feel like.
I just got a text. You say Whit made team decisions, he wouldn't get fucked up so much.
Well, now you know that's some bullshit because, see, I got my damn garage door. I'm fucking with y'all on this goddamn show, DJ, man.
What'd you say?
I left my goddamn garage door open in the other goddamn car. God damn, I got to go back to the shop. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't feel like going back. I don't feel like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Man, you need to go all that bullshit, Big Wayne. You done pissed me off, man. I want to lock your ass in, motherfucker. I ain't got pissed off now, goddamn it.
Wait up! You pissed him my way.
Hey Wayne, I want to lock your ass in now.
Wayne must have got dropped. My bad, dropped.
I think Wayne at work. He probably trying to get. We ain't got no background. No, I don't know. Kevin, there you go.
Hey! You know how I feel about DJ. Hit that for me.
Huh?
You ain't going to.
Oh, love.
Nigga. You ain't going to. Shit. You ain't going to. Shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to. Shit.
God damn. How the hell Wade get the button pushed?
Man, I got power, Grant.
Huh? I see.
Yeah, Wayne, I'm pissing me off. Now I got to go back to the damn shop. Where that motherfucker at?
You got to do now, Dr. Vic.
Oh, boy.
What's that nigga big ass at, DJ?
Man, I don't know where that nigga at, man.
Shake your motherfucker.
You want to hear that?
Apollo over there working on that damn pro mod. Man, no motherfucker gonna run him with that bullshit. Told his ass.
Shit, I heard two or three people say they'll try.
Man, no motherfuckers ain't gonna do nothing. No motherfuckers. Who was it? Chemo and who else?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know them now. Somebody down the south.
Chemo lying ass. Probably said. No, he ain't. No, he ain't gonna run no motherfucker.
You keep my name in your mouth, how would it? Think about it.
Yeah, because you always goddamn saying something about me, motherfucker.
Hey,
on the real, with I bet you, I got some motherfucking 11 to 12 year olds with y'all ass.
Well, we can do that. I ain't got no problem with that. We got some of the bad 11, 12 years on the country. I know this.
Man, y'all ain't got no bad 12 year olds in the country.
Okay. Well, goddamn, we ain't got no one trying to set up some.
Let me ask you one good question. How many times y'all reclassified
them? Huh? I can't hear you.
How many times y'all reclassified?
How many times we what?
Reclassified your
12-year-old. What do you mean by that? Like?
Whoa. Well,
man,
you don't know what that
means.
That's what the
kids play. I ain't into it like that. Now, just tell me what it means. I can tell you if that goddamn thing what we did. Like, I almost held them back in their grade.
Yeah.
No, we got two motherfucking 11, 12-year-olds. Now, we ain't holding them back in their grade. We got two 11 and 12 year olds.
Well, I got two 11 and 12 year olds. I will put them out. I'm willing to put 10 miles of money out to beat y'all ass.
I ain't got no problem with that. I'm willing to do that too, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want me to fly? Where you want me to fly to?
When we get off the phone or whatever, I'm going to call and round my boys up, get my son and them to round the boys up and find out. And then we can see when we can meet up and do this, man. I'm telling you, man, we do the basketball shit.
Man.
You heard of Lawson, didn't you? Hey, you heard of the Lawsons?
Heard of who?
The Lawsons, man. Oh, okay. Well, you like I said, you don't know a whole lot either. You ain't heard of them.
Hey, hold on,
y'all. I think CeCe on the line. Damn, I didn't realize. Sorry, CeCe, I ain't had to. Just getting the text. Hey, Kev, I need you to look up a number for me. 251-3867.
You ain't know nobody want to talk to CeCe and them washed up ass.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look at him. Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey, before I hang up, I just want to wave my hand at you. Hey, Whit, they called me the mailman, and I'll holler at you later.
What up, mailman?
Everything's all right, Whit. Everything's all right. We got about two and a half more months. I'm going to bring havoc to Detroit.
Damn right. I'm going to help you. We're going to get chemo ass first, man. We're just smart, laughing and giggling ass.
No, I can't. Hey, Whit, I'm going to have to stay in my lane. I can't fool with him.
I got him.
Oh, okay. All right, well, fuck him up, then.
Man. Yeah, I got him. I got that pump for you. Fuck with the old head. You don't quit fucking with the old head, Kimo. I'm gonna make sure you quit fucking with the old head. I fuck with the old head. Fuck you, plumb up, boy.
Larry, I'm finna text you a number, Larry. The call. Hold on.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate your help, man. There's something going on with the board, so I appreciate your help.
Yeah, I had I called Jay, but he tied up with that bad quick committee.
Okay.
Yes, so I was just chilling.
Big Wayne on too. Big Wayne is on. I'll let everybody know Big Wayne is on. He on there. His
yeah.
phone might be on mute because he at work, but he's on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Big Mouth. Hey,
yeah.
Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Six Miles. Come up off of mute, man.
Who is this?
You know there's only one somebody call you Six Miles.
Who is that? Mailman?
I thought you said Wayne was on.
Yes, sir. He's at work, so he might be on mute for a minute. He might have some background noise, but he is on the show.
No problem. And I want to thank you for what you did for me today, this evening.
No, sir. No, sir. Anytime. We're going to do it all the time on these shows for you.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody else?
Well, I think
you're good at the NCAA bracket coming up. Clear perfect picks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Y'all hold on. Somebody's going to get on the line. And after that, as my buddy get on the line, we're going to start taking the final comments of it. Getting kind of quiet. That's where I'm at. I've actually been going to sleep. Whitman came in and shut everybody down. What he going to do? So ain't nobody saying nothing.
What the hell do you want?
Yeah. Yeah, Kev, what's up?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think Big Wayne back on.
Oh, okay. What up? Larry, you on yet?
No, I think it was Larry. He's still trying to get him on.
Yeah, he tied up with the banquet committee.
No, I sent you another number. You get that number I just sent you?
Hold on, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Big Larry. Larry.
It's going to get good this year, y'all.
Uncle Larry, I'm here.
It's going to get good.
I need to know, DJ, is Jay Bond really tied up with the banquet committee, or he couldn't find nobody to pull on live action?
It's one of those.
I done read in between the lines. He was on his way home from Bible study. It ain't but 20 miles long.
Hey,
now all of a sudden he's tied up with a banquet committee.
It was one of those.
You lied, CC.
Where that goddamn wick at?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Wick, you can call it however you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do it your way. Fat Tuesday, 1 on 10 or better. Or whatever you want to do.
I ain't gonna argue with you.
I'm coming to lock you in. We ain't gonna do no 500 no more. We're gonna do 1,000 or better, and we're gonna race. That shit dead. That's why I ain't get on the show. We're gonna race.
I ain't gonna be rough for that number you just said, though. I ain't gonna be. You gotta come on down a little bit now.
Okay, five.
Yeah, we probably work something like that now. Yeah, we work that. But it ain't going to be possible for Fat Tuesday. I don't know if it'll be Fat Tuesday now. What you on? What you got? 28? What you on? That damn same car?
Don't worry about it. We got both of them.
All right. Well, I might be able to do that same car with Junior, maybe.
With Junior? Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, we can do that.
I know, see? I know you like Junior, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Junior, hell of a car. Junior, hell of a car.
Yeah, Junior. All right. Well, I'll let you know once we get close. And we might be able to do that with Junior.
Okay. But you coming down?
Yeah. I just don't know what's going to be red or not. I don't want to, you know. We working on everything, so I want to make sure we got
You already know. Anything you got on 28, period.
Yes.
You know, that's a go. That's a go.
Well, it'd be on 275, you know.
Man, that ain't no problem. We ain't finna cry. At all. Any motherfucker that's talking about these 28s and 275, we ain't finna do that. And we're gonna do the same thing with the 29 car.
And we got a
W car.
Right. Well, shit, we're gonna
CC,
do all of
CC. Yeah.
You want orgy, huh?
Oh man, Wick, you already know it, man.
Yeah, we're gonna have orgy then. Yeah. I'm gonna take you out. I'm gonna be able to shake you up with you. Blow your ass out, boy.
DJ, yeah. You open?
Kevin,
hey, Twin.
Yeah.
You still? When the 28 car gonna be ready?
Probably March. CC probably ready.
Okay. That's cool. You got our number?
Yeah, that was it.
You got both our numbers.
You gonna try Twin, man?
Man, any motherfucker on 28. We gonna try them out. I don't give a fuck who they are, period.
I like that. That's the kind of action I'm looking for. That we need. Where you been?
Yeah.
I don't get you out there no more. I don't want you to sit out
there
long no more.
Guess what? I tell you like this right here. We ain't set out. It was a reason why we set out.
Oh, y'all
you goddamn best believe it.
Y'all get
14
that cool
the whole. Nah, we got more than one car.
Yeah, y'all trying to get all that data. Y'all been testing while we been out here grudging. See, that's fucked up, see. But that's all
man,
right.
Nobody.
That's all right. Y'all been doing that testing from Jody. You and Cody or whatever. Jody, Cody, whatever his goddamn name is. Y'all been doing a lot of goddamn testing. See.
You doing that bad, David. We're not playing.
Hey, DJ,
yeah.
DJ,
yeah.
I tell you this right here. Sign us a lock in for Fat Tuesday, and then we're gonna see. Jody said he's trying to see how everything works with the business. It shouldn't picked up a lot, and see how everything go. Then we talking about coming up there to migrate.
Ah, okay, yeah.
But we ain't gonna push that just yet. But that Fat Tuesday for sure.
Yeah, if y'all out in the fast lane, then you're running to me.
Oh, you must forgot.
No,
if you don't run, just have them 500 fold up. You know, you can pass me.
Yeah. But now I got to have my car there. Now my right car. Now I ain't gonna get
down. No. You said if you got the car there and we there,
right,
and you there,
right,
and we don't
right.
race. We got to pay somebody $500.
Right. You damn right. I'm a man of my word.
Okay.
Right.
13, hey, 14 ain't finna be nothing like 13. I promise you that, Wick.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Yeah, I told you that one of these men coming out the woods, boy.
Hey, and I tell you this right here. They tell my Alabama ain't racing. Find a motherfucker that fuck with this 28 car right here then. Since Alabama ain't racing. Wick, keep going. Whoever the fuck want it can get it.
Yeah.
That red car is. The limits are ready. The limits are ready.
Put CC in them. Don't put them on the duck side. There ain't no duck.
Hey, Twin. That name is, we got something for him. You already know. We just cool. You finna see it. Ain't no
need
to be speaking on. Can we get there? You already know.
Well, you said find something for that 28. Okay, so the name is
ready. Well, make it right then. Make it right. What you do? Make it right. And we ain't gonna put no drag races on. We gonna stay on sleep. Now make it right.
With you for that.
It don't even need to be that much. It don't even need to be just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
We tried to get you that back time down to Orlando. We tried to get you out of that back time to Orlando. You didn't take it.
Okay.
I offered it to you for Orlando.
Okay. I'm going to make it better for you, man.
Okay.
Huh? I'm going to make it better for you. When you coming down here to Fatu?
No, I ain't coming.
Okay. Well,
we
ain't
coming watch. We ain't bringing no car. We ain't bringing no car.
Anybody find a
28 car? It'll be a lot of them down there, CC. I mean, probably get them just a little bit closer. We'll know officially who all going. There's gonna be a lot of 20. I know from the north a lot of from the north gonna be down.
If it's a grudge car, you ain't got them locking in.
That shit
don't sound good, man. I promise I'm 100%. I'm a man of my word, man. I promise.
All right.
Well,
I told you it's
going
to get good in 2014.
God damn. CC, how long for your car be ready? The 29 car. It's almost there. It's
real, real close, you know, without a doubt. Real close. Real, real close.
True.
Why speak on something ain't you know testing right and everything? Why speak on it? You know,
that's why it's closable.
It's on mess. We gonna be the first motherfucker here about it. So that's out the question right there. That's the first motherfucker I'm running.
Ooh.
They can tell me Wick went a fucking 280. It don't even matter. I'ma still try that motherfucker. He just gonna knock me out the head.
I know that real.
That's it. That's supposed to be. You want a man, you want a man. Damn what they running. Show me. That's it.
You know
I'm
what they
here.
Say though, CC. You know what they say, CC.
But that
when you grab a man, you better be able to handle a man.
Man, you can't take that from him. I ain't gonna make no thing gonna say that crazy. But you gotta give it to him. He got away. But that was a lucky motherfucker 2013.
I agree. Yeah, I think y'all should have whooped him. Y'all should have whooped him. But I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
Oh yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Y'all supposed to whoop him, but he got away.
Yeah, he got away, without a doubt. He got away.
True. 901 Grudge Record of the Year.
Oh, yeah, you can't take that away from him, man.
Yeah, I know 901 Grudge Record of the Year. All right. Yeah, I knew it. Wheel in the board, 901. I already knew it.
What it?
Y'all already know what it is.
What it?
901 Grudge Race of the Year. Y'all know
it. That's what he saying now. That was what it say.
Y'all know it. Y'all just don't want to admit to it, but y'all know what it is. My boy,
what race y'all going to? What y'all first race of the year?
We ain't going to be out till probably, let's see when the weather, but I guess April. We'll probably be out back in April. They get everybody time to do some testing on their 315s and their 275. And for all the people that got Top Gun, go on and change on over and get you some MOS and all them excuses and shit we heard last year. They give you 3 or 4 months for them people to change, CC. You feel me?
Yeah.
We ain't going to run y'all because we got Top Gun and y'all got MOS. You know.
Oh, but look at that. He ain't on the show?
I don't know where Nicky's ass is at tonight, man. That man even showed up, man.
He probably
him
at the
shop. Him or Mark. Mark ain't showed up either.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
But Nicky was painting my car tonight.
Yeah.
That was
painting the car. Yeah.
He could have stuck his head up in there, though. He could have stuck his head in there for a minute, said something. Y'all know how when you paint a car, you gotta let it drive between coasts.
All right, did y'all try to get him on?
But,
What's
that,
Quinn?
Get his ass on.
All right, I'm working on it right now for you.
Quit making everything out of that phone, man. You know y'all look for some shit with your
driver. The only excuse I'm accepting is he said he painted his car.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that happening. Period. But Decker said he ain't going to put no paint on that thing.
Yeah,
put the paint on it and slow it down.
But Nick said he's
going to paint on it and slow it down.
He said he's going to paint it, man.
No, but nigga ain't finna paint that car. Might slow it down. Hell no. Might slow it down. Believe that. Yeah, Team Assassin gonna step up this year, bro.
Who? Team Assassin. He's heard
yeah,
of
Team
Assassin.
We gonna show up and show out this year.
That to end the Team Assassins. Don't get in the way.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah. Hey, I'm shaking in my boots. Shaking in my boots. This is Alabama ain't gonna do shit.
Hey, Twin. Hey, Twin.
Yeah.
When y'all
yeah.
pull that 28 car, what the fuck can we say? Nothing but race. Lock your motherfucking ass in. That's
okay.
it. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
But
if it's a nice car, I tell you what, Twin, I tell you what. When y'all bring it out, can we be the first one y'all lock in?
Hell no. I'm like, wait, I got to get some ducks first.
Ain't nobody going to know. It's another car. Guess what? We ain't run nobody but we. Hold up.
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Butt Naked will be on in 3 minutes. He on, but he's finishing up.
Man, Butt Naked ain't doing but fucking somebody car up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Waving somebody shit up. They're going to have waves and shit all down that goddamn shit.
Oh, Lord.
Fairly working in late. The man working 11, 12 o'clock. He fucking somebody shit up too, rushing them. Should have been finishing that damn car.
But they going to get your ass when he get
yeah.
on here.
Hey, wait. Hey, wait. Hey, wait. You know the name of his business, DJ Grant, discount motherfucking paint shop, discount body.
You gonna get your ass, Sally?
Discount body.
I hear y'all talking about me on that show. I hear y'all. I'm still busy, but I'll be through in a minute. I'll be right back. I hear y'all.
I don't hear no motherfucking sandals.
You don't want to hear no sandals. I'm paying. I'll be right back.
Man, you better not be paying nobody goddamn car, man.
DJ.
You know that motherfucker got run like a motherfucker. So he paid discount. What name is Body Shop? Discount Body, ain't it?
I don't know.
Hey,
I want to come see that motherfucker. I bet you it ain't nothing but a little goddamn one of them little ten things you put up, you know, you build, like for the backyard and shit.
Action bill. Boy, I got a goddamn white boy shot. What the fuck you talking about, boy?
Hey, Wick. I'm going to see your pictures in a minute. I'm going to see your pictures in a minute.
I mixed my own paint in my shop, boy. I had to go to the paint store next just to get the clip.
Oh, you got that damn chart they give you at O'Reilly's when they say, you know, that you mix your own shit and shit.
Homie. They go down the street and do them paint jobs down there like that. I don't fool them kind of
you
paint
jobs. You
ain't
got no
right
DuPont
back.
In that motherfucker. You ain't got no DuPont.
I got PPG home on you, DuPont.
You use Nason, motherfucker. You use Nason.
You heard that mama boy say he got PPG.
That motherfucker ain't got no standoff.
Now, you talking over
color.
My head now. I don't know what standoff
is. I don't know nothing about that standoff, that House of Color shit.
But DJ, you ain't right.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about the stand now. I don't know what that is.
That's Charles Dunn. You don't know nothing about that clear there. You don't know nothing about that goddamn clear there.
But nigga, what are you talking about, but nigga?
Man, but nigga don't know nothing about the muscle goddamn cheap ass Riley shit.
You said you're about 2 minutes.
That shit you go on Riley and the cheap shit, man. But nigga, by everybody material, but nigga paint the whole car. Material and all, he gonna have in the material paint, the sandpaper and every goddamn thing, $288.
Come on, Rick.
Man, you calling me Rose Shires now.
Man, what the hell are we talking about? What the hell are wrong with you tonight, man? What's wrong with you, man?
There you go, butt naked.
Say something. Yeah, I got some ruins in the moment. I got about 9 ruins in the car. It's so motherfucking cold. But you know what? A ruin, you can get them bitches out. I got to cut them and sand them and buff them. A dry spot,
yeah,
you can't get that motherfucker out of there.
Yeah, you're going to sand them out of there, right, and do some good sanding work and buff them back out, right?
Get that
motherfucker on the jaw like this.
On the jaw like this. I'm going to water sand and buff it anyway. Make sure it's straight. You know what I'm saying? It's a good jaw.
Did you prime your own car?
Do I what now?
I said, did you prime your own car? You know it's in prime. Did you do the prime? Did you prime?
No, I don't do no work, Rick.
Okay.
I'm the supervisor. I just do the estimates and paint. Nothing
else. Okay. All right. Well,
Yeah, I'm through. I'm gonna clean out my gun now.
now he paint clean out a gun, but he the goddamn boss. Goddamn, which one you?
I ain't got no do boy, but I got to clean up my own paint gun. You clean up your own area and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your paint man will clean up the paint gun.
I am the paint man.
Oh, you
I
do
paint.
The paint.
I do the paint.
Oh.
Okay.
So you wear that little thing over your face with them stupid things on it?
Well, I don't wear a little thing on my face. I got a whole hood.
I know you love your motherfucker with that goddamn thing on.
I got a whole hood with. You can't even see my face, homie. I got a
you,
whole
you
hood.
You ought to wear
out.
That thing when you drive that damn thing you pull your car with.
Fuck you, Rick. I'll be right back, boy.
DJ, excuse me, quiet. DJ, you about to start some shit tonight.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Man, that be a funny looking motherfucker. He wear that thing.
That was the crazy part. I just tried to have with visualize when he said that shit. I thought about it. Man, you crazy as hell, man.
You know you ain't right.
But nigga laughed too. That one made me laugh. Oh man, god damn.
Jay Bond ain't came on yet. Jay Bond in the goddamn meeting, on the conference meeting.
Nah. He was at, like he was saying, he came back up what he said last night.
Shit, no.
I'm sure I'm going to tell him I had live action on the phone for over an hour and a half.
Well, we're going to have his ass on BET show tomorrow, goddamn.
Uh-oh.
We're going to put his ass on BET show. Let me dodge that bullshit with live action, goddamn it, Tuesday. But they need to holler at you about this bullshit you talking about.
Oh shit.
Who was Jay Bond?
Jay Bizzle.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
You still on?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I was just checking on you, boss. I was just checking on you, homie.
Don't check. As Tight Man say, don't check on me, check on the bear.
Yeah, I just check. Man, Tight Man ain't been on. Tight Man, he ain't with the bullshit this year. He's straight now. He for real. Tight Man serious about this year, man. I don't blame him, though. So he ain't getting none of the bullshit and all that shit. I don't blame him, Tight Man.
I think we're gonna have a good year, man. I think everybody gonna stop that shit. We're gonna have a good time this year. That's what I really see.
Yeah. I just didn't want to say nothing when you said PC and them been tested. I did hear you say yesterday the only thing you was doing was testing with Cold Killer and them.
Yeah, I've been testing all goddamn year, shit, really.
Yeah.
with that shit. I got plenty of data. Once we get, you know, make sure everything going good and get some good hits, shit going to be down somebody's ass. It's going to be time to go.
Oh, okay.
See, one thing about me, I don't, you know, my tune, I tell you, I don't give them no thousand hits and all that bullshit, man. I tell them when we get there, man, we're going to make it. You better get hold of this motherfucker quick. But shit. Now, you know if I lose your money in that motherfucking pot that I'm paying
yes,
you
sir.
Some, so you goddamn better get hold of this motherfucker. You want your money, too.
That's it.
How in the hell I'm going to pay you in that law? That don't make goddamn sense. Now, damn sure ain't paying
we got
you
it
first.
Right.
Them sure ain't paying you first.
He gonna get paid now. He want his check.
Yeah, yeah. He better goddamn win some. I don't mind if you lose too, but you better win this shit back. Sign it up. I'm gonna point him out. You just got to goddamn kill him. Shit. Yeah, well, I'm gonna do my job. I'm gonna point them ducks out. Grab them. And shit, we gotta kill him. You gotta kill him. Well, I got some good people behind me with the cars and stuff. I ain't gonna bullshit. They got that one.
That's what it's all about, man. You gotta have a crew.
And I like, you know, I really, you know, like my crew, and I think, you know, they like what we've been doing, and so, you know, we did
it
what
make,
we came
make,
to do this year. We did pretty
make,
much what we wanted.
It make it a lot easier when you got the people that's helping you that really like and enjoy what it is y'all doing too. It make it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it do. It do. When you got a relationship with your team
yeah.
and stuff, it makes
yeah.
a whole lot.
They be ready to go just like you ready to go.
He already knows when you got them like that, they ready.
Yeah.
He gonna try to get hold to it quick because he already know I'm gonna go quick. But nigga said 3 minutes, man. He must be wet sand and buff that motherfucker now. He said goddamn 2 minutes.
I hear you with I hear you. I've been at a minute.
You ain't got no motherfucking you ain't got no goddamn what you call it when you paint one of them motherfuckers in the
paint,
when the paint dry. The light. Yeah, you ain't got no booth motherfucker. You know you gotta let that shit dry for 3 days. Come on out of that motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn boot.
But nigga, he must not know. He must not know into what kind of shop you got, butt naked.
Man, got no motherfucking but a goddamn one of them big 10 shop names you put in your backyard. One of the biggest ones you can buy. And he wet the floor up when he get ready to paint. Wet the goddamn floor up. Trash
and shit. Hey, I used to do that for real back in the day. I ain't got to do that no more. I done graduated.
Yeah. We do it now,
hey, goddamn. Hey, Wick, you know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. Wetting that floor up, don't it?
Wetting that floor. Yeah, I done been in some goddamn favor.
Hey, my
goddamn, my dealer truck was painted in a goddamn shot. They wet the goddamn floor.
Hey,
you know
DJ.
That paint job be coming out without a
hey.
That motherfucker been paying about 7-8 years. Still got ain't done for no wax on it. Still got a good little shine.
I'm gonna tell you the thing to a good paint job. The thing to a good paint job is the afterwork.
Yeah, the buffing.
Buffing and sanding and all that stuff. If you got, you know, if you need it. Now, a good booth you really don't have to have.
I tell you one other thing too. If you use that good quality paint too now.
Right.
That shit lay down and dry quick. You ain't got shit.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Something that should get a texture to it though. Even though you got a good boom, it'll get a little herb here texture. Yeah, the water stand that shit out of buffer too. Yep.
But what you, but nigga, everybody, you been, goddamn, it's been going down over here. You were gone, you been MIA, was like, where the hell you was at, man? We ain't know.
Shit, boy, it's crazy season when to come out and get that bread.
Don't I know.
Shit, don't cut easy.
Rick said he got somebody behind him. I ain't got nobody behind me. I had to do this shit on my own.
Motherfucker, I ain't got no motherfucker behind me. Who the fuck behind me?
Y'all got a crew. Y'all got a team. Y'all got some. Y'all got somebody behind y'all.
Dude, that don't mean shit.
That do mean something. A team.
Shit, okay. Keep thinking that shit means something.
I know it's
only team me over here.
Exactly. Me by myself.
It's team me. I ain't got no help from nobody.
One thing about my team, they on their own call. They do their own shit. I do my own call. I do my own. We just come together as a team. But everybody got their own expensive shit.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you meant that. I didn't know that what you meant. I got you, man.
Yeah. They spend what they spend on their cars. I spend what I spend on mine. We just run together. Now, if they need some help with something, you know, we ain't tripping about no transmission motors or no shit like that. But I'm going to give them what I got. They're going to give me what they got.
That's it.
If we hurt one or something like that, they can put one in the oven or some shit like that. Yeah, we do all that. But, they go on their cars, I own mine.
That good. Hell yeah. Yeah, but I'm trying to get that paper, boy. It's hard out here for a pimp. Especially when the hoes out of pocket.
I ain't gonna be in there nothing. I can tell you that right there. Down no. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I ain't gotta worry about that no more. I'm gonna run that motherfucker till his antique. You see how long we ran King Kong? Shit, we gonna do it again.
Where's that shit?
How long y'all got, what's the shorter car? That's the one that's gonna come. How long y'all got on the whip?
We're coming together. Everything in it, the motor and everything, transmission. We just doing some knick-knack shit, wiring And that's tedious shit.
That's finishing shit. That's the fucking shit, though. That be the shit. Boy, what you say? I tell them, I swear I don't want to build a man. We spend all the big money, and then it be that little shit. That shit, you be like, God damn.
That shit ass
hey, DJ.
Up, boy, like a motherfucker.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, DJ and Butt Nugget, Kelly Joe on.
Cadillac,
what's
going
on, Cadillac? Hey, what's going on? What's going on, DJ? Butt Naked. 901, what's happening?
Cadillac, you ready for them 14 inches of snow y'all got coming that way?
Man, I've been working at every since 4:30 this morning, man.
Hey, Cadillac, we know this whip. I got to ask you again. You know you told me one. Do you got a Cimarron Cadillac?
Hey, come on, man. I told you, man, I can't even say that.
Hey, Cadillac, don't pay him no mind tonight. You got to look on, he got a little bit of that embalming fluid in his system tonight. You got to hope there's some shit with some embalming fluid on it.
He's telling the truth, Cadillac.
But, you put a little embalming fluid on that shit, make it a little bit stronger. That way you don't need.
So what's the deal with it? What's the deal? Where that stun at, man? What's the stun at?
I'm here, brother. I'm right here, brother. Cadillac.
I'm a new. Yeah.
Okay, I ain't know that. My mic done got muted about 50 times tonight, so I don't know.
All right, well, hey, man, son, I just want you to know, man, I'm going to need your help, man. What's that little turkey you got over there? Over there, up there in the birds up there. I forget his name. The Kilo. That Kilo cat.
That Kilo?
That Kilo. I'm going to need some help.
She won.
I'm gonna have to give some of this Cadillac medicine.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Before you get some help, you're gonna have to trade that Cimarron in for a Patera.
Well. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna need all that help. You just gonna make it right for me. I got to try you.
Hey, Cadillac. I tell you what, now call me at the show. Now, I bought a. I don't know if you like the Cadillac truck. Now I bought a nice one tonight. I put you in right.
A what?
EXC Escalade.
What year?
2007.
Oh man, that's what I'm looking for one of them.
Call me. I'm serious. I can put you in one right. I mean, I stole one tonight.
How many miles on it?
Got like 130.
Goddamn, that's
right up your alley.
There ain't no miles for no caddy, man.
I stole it. I mean, like brand new though. I mean, it looked like it got about 20,000 or 30,000 miles. That clean. It's
what color is it?
It's a real pretty wine burgundy.
Yeah. Hey, give my number, man. Call me up.
Who got that? Mary got your number.
I get it to DJ. I get it to you.
Okay, you get. Okay, Kev get to him. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be real nice. So when I come down there and knock Kim off, I can give him a ride. I had a bitch to give him a ride.
Hey,
that's DJ. That's the only ride in the Cadillac.
Hey, DJ, you ain't trying to sell him one of them goddamn, them one of them station wagon motherfucking Cadillac things either. What is that? Them motherfucking motors.
Man.
The motors ain't straight in him. I ain't going to let you sell Cadillac one of them now. Nah,
I got a white one already. Got an ESV. That go right in the stable right there.
And the EXT right inside the ESV. That's pretty tough, really.
Nice truck, huh?
Yes, it's real nice.
That's like to work with that.
I'll holler back at you guys.
All right, y'all. Yeah, I know that we've been building this thing a little over 3 hours, so I appreciate everybody calling in, but I know everybody got to do their thing in the morning, and some of y'all got to move some snow out the driveway so y'all can even pull off. We ain't got that problem down here, but I really do feel for y'all a bit having to do that.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
No, you know you ain't right. You trying to sell that hotel shit.
Huh? No, I ain't trying to. I really do. I feel for y'all for real. That's what I do. All right, y'all. Well, anybody got any final thoughts? If not, we're going to get up out of here.
I do. I got a final thought. Oh, Whit.
But nigga.
Quit
but
putting
nigga
that boy
down,
fluid on your shit, boy.
Hey, your dick ain't on my back no more, boy.
I ain't taking my dick on your back. I said, quit putting that embalming fluid on your shit.
Hey, butt nigga. We know you down there playing in Promar.
Hey, get this. Let me tell you something, Wick. That shit don't make money. It don't make sense to me, homie. That reason my car ain't painted in pretty now. That shit don't make no money painting that motherfucker for me right now.
No.
I ain't got no pro mod.
Stop,
I got a 25.5 car like y'all got.
Well, you don't get a 25.5 car.
That's all I got, homie. I ain't bringing that bitch out right now.
He's not. He's a fumbler. That's what that is.
The way the guys, hey DJ, Butt Naked.
Yes, sir.
DJ Butt Naked. 414-6614. The mic is open.
Hello, bro. Hello?
Who we speaking with tonight?
Nah, this Stokes, man. I'm just sitting back and listening to the show. I didn't know I was in the queue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, man.
We appreciate you tuning in. Well,
y'all already know I'm a supporter, man. Supporting the blood raising thing.
Appreciate it. We much need it.
Yep. Definitely. Yep. We'll see everybody next week, the same time at the same damn place.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kevin. Hey, take DJ.
Yeah.
Give me a call after the show.
I'm going to call you. I got the number. I'll call you in a minute.
All right. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I thought that was Larry Free, but I called it from the show talking. Larry, what's up? I missed your call tonight, but hey, I was in the paint booth. Home, I get with you in the morning. I know you're listening. You and them grandbabies, I know y'all listening. Hope y'all stay warm and get your snow chains on your tire tonight, Larry. Cause they coming.
Hey, but nigga, just keep them deers up there. That's all. That's what you do.
Hey, we ain't got no deers. We got them Cody deers. The fuck that, they laying down.
Man, it's cold out here. I ain't gonna lie. I swear. I hope some of them cars I bought got that damn antifreeze on. Man, I bought a 2000 Navigator last 2 weeks ago. Man, the water inside the overflow reservoir was froze. And it popped the freeze plug out the side of the block. So I said maybe that freeze plug saved it.
Yeah, it probably did.
Yeah, I pulled that dipstick out. And more water in the oil can. more oil in the can than water.
What kind of car that is, DJ, that did that?
A Lincoln Navigator, man.
What year model?
2000.
Oh, yeah, I ain't that man.
It's a nice truck, but it's just one of my lower-end pieces, you know. But it's a nice truck. I got to put a motor in it now, though.
No, you don't. I'll give you a call. All
right.
Let me tell you about Kevin. He sent me a goddamn video where sent me a picture.
Come on, man. Let's talk
about it. When you tap on it, it'll blow up and it'll turn to like a little video. Man, I was going down the road in my truck. I got my ears out on my doodle. What I mean, my ears. You know how you pull your mirrors all the way out, they're standing when you got a trailer behind you. I ain't gonna push them back in yet. I'm just riding like hell looking at that goddamn video. He sent me an awesome video, y'all. I'm telling y'all. That was a badass video. I ran off the road, knocked down a mailbox.
Hell no.
In the mirror. Hell yeah, tore my mirror up and all on that damn side. I said, Kevin, you don't fuck me up. What that? You owe me a mirror, homie. Sent me that bullshit. Got me leaving it running all off the road. Hey.
It made you run off the road, man.
Man, that shit, that
I need that
boy,
video,
Kev.
I'm mad. You ain't sending that one, Kev. You ain't sending that one, Kev.
I'm going to send that to you, DJ.
I don't know what Kev's after-hours job is.
Hey, I don't know what the joke is, but he can tell them two motherfuckers I got some heat to bring up there for the ass. I knew it cold up there.
Man.
They can all use some help.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see that video, DJ? It's bad, boy.
I'm driving, too. Wait a minute. You might want to wait about 10 minutes to the beat.
DJ, getting it right now.
I ain't going to look at it right now.
Hey, DJ, you can't look at it. You got to test it.
I ain't in no dually truck right now. I'm in a Lincoln Town car. It'll do more damage to the Town car than that dually.
When you touch the screen and go into action, you got to go into action. Then when you're really going to see it. Yeah. What you doing, DJ? Y'all stop talking?
No, I got a phone call.
Yeah, the video. Kevin just left.
I guess somebody else said, make sure I send the video to them, too.
I'm going to tell y'all something. That's a bad-ass video, boy.
Hey, I know, if it comes from Kev, I know it. Man, I don't want to let Lee.
Do you see it, DJ? I don't know.
All right. I told him I'm driving. I'm not going to open that shit up while I'm driving. If you done wreck your shit, you think I'm going to turn it on while I'm driving? I'm fogging right now, though. I'm going to watch it in a minute.
The DJ just came
out like, God. I was trying to look at it closer. Like, what the hell? It crisp and clear. But I was trying to get it close. I couldn't believe this. Y'all look at this. Hey.
Yeah.
Felony when you hit a mailbox, keep it going.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hang another line.
Oh, okay.
The old man.
I ain't got the video. I ain't got it yet, Kim.
You must be on the phone. You ain't going to do it if you're on that phone.
Yeah, you're on the phone. I got it. Yeah, Joe. Joe, I want to send it to Joe now.
Hey, is there some people you know for real or that you got that off the internet?
Can't tell you everything,
Kevin.
Can't tell you everything. Man, you about to get me to coordinate myself. I'll take the fish.
Hey, if you can get it here with what is on the internet,
or not. I don't know. I'm going to get out this phone so I can get this video. So good night, everybody. It's been real.
All right, y'all take care. Appreciate y'all calling in. I miss y'all tonight. I'm trying to get that money up, but hey, I'll holler at y'all. Y'all be easy.
All right, take us out of here, Kim.
Sorry, bro.